about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So, Pluto's not a planet anymore. What's up with that?
So that happened.
You like music? Well, to tell you the truth, I can take it or leave it.
The band has had a few different names over the years. We started, we were Teddy Bear Suicide, but then we changed it to Mouse Rat. Then we were God Hates Figs, Department of Homeland Obscurity, Flames for Flames, Muscle Confusion, Nothing Rhymes with Orange, then Everything Rhymes with Orange, Punch Face Champions, Rad Wagon, Puppy Pendulum, Awesome Pendulum, Penis Pendulum, Handrail Suicide, Angel Snack, Just the Tip, Three Skin, Jet Black Pope. We went back to Mouse Rat, and now we are Scarecrow Boat. When I hear myself say Scarecrow Boat out loud, I kind of hate it.
Terrible name. Very weak. Weak. It implies a weak will. Have you considered changing it?
And now.
Being terrible has never prevented success in the music business. Look at Biz Markie or The Doors.
Our feature presentation.
That's true. It's a pretty
good
part.
The Doors?
Yeah. Biz Markie, though, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. I'm not arguing that.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Something. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 28th of May I See Them.
Because she got big-ass boobies.
We're going to be taking your calls in a minute at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin Bean's What It Do nephew for a Thursday morning. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this or not yesterday, but this was a great story. A woman in Australia worried about her finances, like so many are around the world. And you know how you think, do I have some money anywhere? I got bills to pay. Is there a check I got? I haven't cashed. You start shaking the couch out looking for change.
Sure.
You're under your seats in your car. You're sure. Thinking... Did I put a secret $20 bill stash away somewhere for a rainy day? Where's the cash? So this woman got to the point where she started going through old lottery tickets to see if maybe she'd missed one. Like, is there 10 bucks somewhere in a lottery ticket? I save them. I got to check them. So she sat down, checked all of her lottery tickets, found one from July that was worth $10 million.
What?
Are
so
you
now she's
serious?
Now she's good. Now she's okay.
What?
Now she's fine. Yes. $10 million lottery ticket. It was a gift from her dad for a drawing of July 22nd, 2008 that she had never checked. And thank God she had hung on to it because she checked it yesterday and found out that it was
what?
A winner and it had not yet expired.
What?
How
wow.
About that?
Is there a limit on that? How long you can let it go?
Well, in America, it's a year. This was in Australia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they have the same deal, but 10 months later, she checked that lottery ticket.
Wow.
And you know, every state has a sizable amount of money that is never collected. People win the lottery and don't know it because they just don't bother checking because they know the odds are so poor they're going to win. They're going to ever win. They don't bother.
And that's why the budgets in most of the states in the United States are very balanced. Most of
yes.
them are positive.
That's right.
Nothing but money.
I don't ever want to know. I don't want to find that ticket later and then find out. You
don't want to find out that you missed
yeah,
out. You're too
just
late.
Just don't ever tell me.
That has happened too, by the way. I've yeah. seen that story where a guy finds a ticket 2 years later
yes.
and sorry, out of luck, says the state.
That would be the worst
that
thing
would be
ever.
The ultimate,
or when
yeah.
you hear the stories where a group of people at work buys tickets every
sure.
week, and 1 week you don't have the cash,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, okay.
You don't
and then
in.
They win, and they just smile and wave.
All
goodbye.
Of us but you.
Yep.
Thanks. Thanks for playing.
But guys, I've been buying tickets with you every week for a year. Yeah. Oh, well.
You didn't this time, so sorry about that.
It gets very cutthroat.
Yeah.
How great is that, though?
Well, when it comes down to dough, when it comes down to money, and, you know, somebody at work is that way, it's fun to say, oh.
Because, you know, I'd be like, come on, let him have some money.
Right, of course you would.
And you would never let
wrong.
Him have the money.
You'd be wrong.
You'd stomp not, on a bird and then say no.
It's it's not just that you wouldn't let him have the money. You'd make it rain
yeah.
around them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd really enjoy not letting him have the
you
money.
You know where I got this money from? Woo! So that would be the fun part of it right there.
Would you bring in cash every day and burn it in front of that coworker?
Probably. Yeah. Probably just wad up a $100 bill and toss it in the trash.
I got so many of them. I can't spend them fast enough.
Oh, this cash is driving me crazy.
I wish somebody else had bought into that jackpot because, frankly, it's too much for me to handle.
All right. Type for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin Amin's What It Do Nef.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it
do, nephew?
So what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, the Ink and Iron Festival is coming up the weekend of June 5th on the Queen Mary. Some of the bands performing include the Eagles of Death Metal, who I know we all love, also the Bronx Street Dogs, and a band that many consider to be the first punk band ever. The legendary Sonics are going to be there, too. So you get to go see all of them at 1-800-520-1067 for being on the air with Kevin and Bean.
All right, let's begin with Robbie. Hey, Robbie, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say, Mike, you rock.
Mike?
But really.
Did you say Mike?
Yeah,
Where's this coming from? First, before you move on, by what standard does Mike rock?
Mike's freaking the best, man. I love listening to him. He makes me laugh. He's freaking great. He's the only one that ever answers emails that I send him.
Well,
you know, he's just awesome.
You must have been very upset yesterday with the Supreme Court.
Well done.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't know.
I just love that Mike's the only one that ever answers emails that he sends Mike. I don't know who else he would expect to answer those but Mike, but all right.
Good point.
Yeah, Mike's the only one. Anyways, I called because Dave, he sucks at editing the podcast.
Dave the King of Mexico?
Yeah, he like cuts out half of them. I don't know if you remember, I called a couple weeks ago talking about the podcast. Why don't you guys, why do you edit them? But anyways, he cuts them in half. Like, I get half of the show on my way home from work, and it sucks.
Isn't there some limit that he's supposed to have on how long he makes it, or no?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't either.
He sucks.
It sounds to me like you need to stop calling and complaining about the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, you called 2 weeks ago with a complaint, and now you're calling now?
I know,
you're
but
just
I just
not
like,
happy.
You're just not a happy person.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy when I get to listen to you guys on the way home.
All right. Well, that's nice of you. And Dave is, I'm sure, doing the best he can, which we've all had to settle for.
Yeah. All right. So
good point.
You're going to have to settle for that as well. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I rock.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Go Lakers!
Lakers! Lakers! Lakers!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Up 3-2.
Yeah, you know what makes me the most happy is seeing Carmelo's face not smiling anymore. I hate when he walks in smiling, smirking. Like,
I kind of like him. I like Carmelo Anthony.
He seems like a
nice guy, a fun guy. He doesn't bother me when he smiles, although I'm happy to see the Lakers beat them.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong. That is fantastic.
For folks who weren't watching the game last night, it was tied at the end of the first quarter. It was tied at the half. It was tied at the end of three quarters. And then the Lakers turned on the Heat about 5 minutes into the fourth quarter.
The Heat were playing?
What?
They were definitely on last night and having a great time. You could tell they were enjoying themselves last night. They were playing hard, playing as a team, and really loving it.
So they go back to Denver for the next game Friday, and then game seven is here on Sunday if needed. Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland series, they're down 3-1.
Oh, yes. That's over.
Cleveland Cavaliers are down 3-1.
Wow.
Yeah, that no one saw that coming. That hurts.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Everybody's been saying for months it's going to be so cool to see LeBron, you know, and Kobe, but they don't have much help for LeBron.
Have they started working on a Dwight Howard puppet?
That's a great question.
Is Nike, like, seriously making a buffed-out Dwight Howard puppet?
That looks nothing like him and sounds nothing like him.
And Cleveland had the best record in the NBA, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I know they were the best in the East. I think they were the best in the NBA. But, everybody thought they would sail on through the playoffs. But they're having a lot of trouble with Orlando, that's for sure. Thanks for the call on that.
The first two series of the playoffs, they swept.
They swept.
The other team didn't win a game.
Wow.
No, it doesn't look like they're going to do it.
So was part of the deal last night that, they really made it a team effort that, I heard them say after the game that Kobe only took 13 shots in the whole game.
Yeah, he would drive and kick it out to somebody, and that works as long as they're making shots.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, what's his name?
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher was good.
Derek Fisher actually hit some shots. I mean, and that's the first time that's happened this series.
And Lamar Odom had the best game of the whole playoffs.
Unbelievable.
Too, yeah.
Defensively,
yeah,
he literally was unbelievable. Yeah, I couldn't believe
he was on fire. Yeah, so that's what it comes down to for any of these teams. If you have a superstar, if anyone else steps up, mm-hmm. then you can totally, do whatever you need to do.
Well, the ESPN guys at SportsCenter LA last night were saying, hey, listen up, LeBron. Why don't you share the wealth a little bit? It might work out for you. Get your other guys to participate more. You don't have to do everything that way. But he doesn't have the supporting team. He's not on a team as deep as the
Lakers. That's the problem is that they said that about Kobe for a couple of years.
Right.
And, you know, then when you see him kick it out and somebody takes a shot and misses, and you go, well, okay, don't kick it out. Just go ahead and get your 43.
With Cleveland, though, I've been watching this series, and it's as much the coaching staff's fault as it is the players on the Cavaliers, because they run that high pick and roll for LeBron, and that's it. And if that doesn't work, they just let him kind of meander around the perimeter and try to create something on his own. They really don't even attempt to create anything else besides LeBron James scoring points.
Right, you know, exactly, yeah.
All right, let's go to Ben, who has some bad news. Hey, Ben.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What a baby. I like how you say bad news, you know, because my bachelor party's coming around.
Yeah.
And I found out last night that my dad possibly might want to go.
No,
you know, that's not right.
Of course, that's not right.
Why would your dad want to go?
I have no idea. He's a nice guy. He used to get along. Really cool dad.
Do you love strippers?
I don't see why he wouldn't, but no.
Come on, son. You got all your ones. Let's go.
We're going to Gaslamp District in San Diego, and you want to talk about him being not the demographic for the area?
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have to just have a heart-to-heart. You just have to say, Dad, I love you, but this is really for my peers. This is for my, you know, my younger friends.
Hanging out with the bros one last time, you know, and it's like, geez.
You know, we could call your dad.
He's at work right now, actually. I actually thought about it.
We could call your dad. If you give us the phone number, we could call your dad.
I actually thought about it, but he's at work right now.
That's all right. They have phones there.
Sure.
I don't have his number. I honestly don't.
You don't have his number at work.
Yeah, you know, I was waiting on hold, and I was like, you know, I wish I did.
Wow, your dad really doesn't like you that much.
No kidding.
He won't give you his number.
He only shows up when there's strippers, and then he won't give you his phone number.
I need to bring the murder button. That's what I need to do.
Yes, you do.
Well, let's not kill your dad for just wanting to hang out. I'm just saying, talk to him first. And if you won't, we will. So you give us a call back.
Murder.
Right. Oh,
sorry, he's
let
gone.
Let us know if you want us to talk to him, all right?
See if you can find his work number. We'll call him today.
You know what? Let me see if I can get a hold
of him.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I know. Oh, that would be awesome. Why? Why? Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
The poor guy has no life. That's why.
Why would his dad want to go to the bachelor party?
Can we squeeze in Ray real quick? I'm just curious. Somebody getting in trouble. He's on line six. I'm just curious. Someone getting in trouble listening to this program. What's up with that?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So yesterday I'm listening to you guys on the whole gay marriage thing, and my boss was walking by right in then when you guys had those sound bites on calling people gay fags. Dude walks in, turns it off, tells me go to my office. Walk in, has a written up sheet right there, writes me up.
Oh, because of the content of what you were listening to at work, you thought it was offensive to others?
Exactly. And it's like, it was like, what, 8 o'clock? No one's even there yet.
Wow. That's a little scary.
You know,
K-Rock is not the station that everyone at work can agree on. I will tell you, we have learned that over the years.
You know what? I'm kind of walking on eggshells with you guys, listening to you guys on work, at work because of the stuff you guys put on.
Well, sometimes. We didn't, we played, I remember that we played this when we had that conversation.
Gay marriage. Next thing you know, they'll want to vote.
I remember that.
I think it was that, right? When he's walking by.
Yeah.
Mm. I was cracking up because even the guy that was on started laughing.
Yeah,
he
was cool. Mayor Gavin Newsom, right?
There's no way to not know that's a joke. There's just no way.
Maybe he's one of those anti, you know. Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
And he's probably one of those anti.
Yeah.
I think he's probably gay is what I think, and I think you should call him on it.
I'll walk in right now.
Today you should walk right in there and go, what's your problem?
Why are you so
What's
gay?
Up?
And kick him in the nuts.
I'm going to walk in and be like, sorry the law didn't pass, buddy. Not my fault. I voted for it.
That's right, Ray. You stand up for yourself.
Ray's going to be one of our unemployed listeners soon. He'll only be hearing the end of the show soon. Thank you for the call.
Homosexual relationships. It's unnatural.
Well, there's that.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have former sports guy Matt Money Smith talking about the playoffs, both NBA and NHL. We have Sandra Hope, who is on the program today. You probably don't recognize her name, but she has a business with her three daughters, and it's a sex decoy business. So if you think that your partner might be cheating, they will try and set up a situation where the girl goes out, one of the daughters, goes out and comes on to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have cameras or whatever. They have the significant other watching, and they try to trap them.
She is the queen of entrapment is what she is.
She is,
and
yes.
It does bring up the question, in this guy's day-to-day regular life, would he ever have cheated, or did he only be tempted because you put some hussy in front of his face and had her wave her boobies at him?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's...
It's pretty weird.
It's interesting.
And
to
the
me,
hussy
it
with
also
the boobies
depends.
Are her daughters, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. That's,
two of which are strippers.
That's crazy.
They're trying to get
really?
Them off the pole. Yeah.
Wow, it just gets worse Whoa. And worse.
They're trying to get them off the pole. I said it.
Well, that's fascinating. Apparently, yeah. She's had a booming business for years now, setting guys up. And, you know, the girls in the truck out in front of the house watching it all unfold live on video. And half the time, the woman then gets out of the truck and runs in and confronts the man at the time on the show. It's pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And by pretty cool, you mean the worst thing ever.
Well, it's pretty sad for that guy. Entertaining yeah. for us, the home viewer.
Okay. Sneaking into events, how to do it on today's Kevin and Bean Show, or how you've done it as well.
Okay.
Hey, we got a great tip from Jesse James yesterday, something we never thought of before, of a way to get into any concert. So stick around for that.
There's a state where you are not allowed to smile on your driver's license.
Why not?
I don't know. You're not allowed to smile.
Huh.
Let's take the smile off. Let's just go with the straight shot.
The government does have a reason, believe it or not, Lisa, and we will explain coming up.
Okay.
And we're also going to tell you about there's some updates on the Kevin and Bean Give You a Hand job page. So that's coming up as well.
Well, we got a caller who should be listening to that segment coming up because he's going to need it.
And LaQuisha will be here talking yeah. about the Cougar.
Cool.
So that's coming up this morning. Ralph is next with the showbiz.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here with our first look at the showbiz beat for a new day. How are you, Ralph?
I'm good.
Good.
Up a little later than I thought I would be watching the Lakers game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good game until that fourth quarter kind of got away from them.
From who?
From the Nuggets.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. It was
Are you a Nugget fan?
No, I'm neither, but I like a closer game rather than one that gets out of hand.
I
would have liked to have seen it go till the final shot.
F you.
That's much more exciting. Don't you think? It's much more exciting.
Yeah, as long as they win. But
fine, let the Lakers win, but right. I would rather see a tight fourth quarter.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm not down with that.
What, if you can have the Lakers win, wouldn't you rather see a tight fourth
yeah,
quarter to the end?
If it's a guarantee, but the problem is it isn't.
Well, it never is.
Yeah. But it's more of a guarantee if you're 10 points up with a minute to go.
I just find the game more exciting and interesting to me when it's close.
I find you offensive.
How can you find me offensive?
On every level.
You did get the impression for the first three quarters that you were watching two teams playing at the top of their game, to the best of their ability,
yeah,
really
nice.
Invested, and it was so much fun to watch how good those guys are at playing that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Very entertaining. Second, Mike, do you Twitter?
What
are
do you think?
Are you on the Twitter?
Yes. What do you think?
In case I want to follow you, what's your Twitter name?
20-pound crew.
20-pound crew.
20-LB crew.
20-LP crew. What does that stand for, Psycho Mike?
I have four dogs,
uh-huh.
and collectively they're 20 pounds.
So your name on Twitter is the collective weight of your dogs.
Well, that's our gang. That's our crew. That's my crew, the 20-pound crew.
I love that.
You don't have a crew. You're talking about you and your dog?
I have a crew. You want me to bring that crew in here? They will wreck you like piranha.
I found this out this morning in the office, what the name
really?
His name on his Twitter account was, and I've never reached for the murder button faster.
I can't possibly.
The 20-pound crew. That's what he calls his dogs, his little rat dogs that he lives with. That's their total weight. And that's what he calls himself on Twitter.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
You are hateable.
First off, I don't understand what's wrong with that. I mean, it's just joking around. But secondly, there's like 10,000 Psycho Mike, so I couldn't choose that. And, I couldn't use my real name for some reason. There's already six like M. Catherwoods, Michael Catherwoods. I don't know who these people are.
I just fell asleep while you're telling this.
Yeah,
story.
I know.
But, you know, I had to reach for something different and new, and that seemed like the best option because that's my gang, bro.
Did it?
That's my crew.
That's my gang, bro.
That felt like your best option.
Yeah.
The fact that you call your dogs the 20-pound crew first and foremost deserves it. Getting the shovel out of the garage.
Oh,
yes,
no.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
it does.
Oh, the shovel.
No!
It's been a violent week.
20-pound
I thought
crew.
They would find it interesting, but they really did not.
And there's four crew. Dogs in the 20-pound crew. Show yeah. what kind of dogs he owns.
Right, exactly.
These That's are not big dogs.
These are not voluminous dogs. Not hefty. By any stretch of the imagination.
But you could have four dogs that size. Would it ever occur to you to put your name as the 20-pound crew?
Not if I lived to be 500. Never crossed my mind.
Katherine Heigl, do me a favor. Give someone else your career.
Can she just will it to someone else?
Please give just I believe in Hollywood careers are transferable. Just give it to some woman who would appreciate it.
Who would enjoy it.
And would conduct themselves accordingly.
Because things are going well for her.
Yeah, well, after she bitched out the writers on Grey's Anatomy for not giving her an interesting enough work. Then they gave her brain cancer.
Right.
Tried to kill her. Then she straightened up. But now, she was cast in a ensemble film called Valentine's Day with Julia Roberts, Jennifer Garner, Anne Hathaway, and Shirley MacLaine.
Wow.
Right? Wow. That's a cast.
But they had to fire her.
Really?
Yes. Because she was demanding $3 million for her work, which would last about 2 weeks.
Wow.
No one else on that list was getting near $3 million. In fact, they all took a reduced salary because it's an ensemble piece and it's a low-budget film. She would not budge off the $3 million number, so they gave her the boot.
Well, she's worth more than Julia Roberts, right?
That's what I'm saying. Julia Roberts, Jennifer Garner, Anne Hathaway, who couldn't be hotter, by the way,
yeah,
in terms
right.
of her career right now. White hot. Oscar-nominated, smash hits,
wow.
left and right, and Shirley MacLaine, who's been in the business forever.
You'd think you'd almost pay to
Absolutely.
Be able to act with those women
you
and be in that movie.
Suck it up, you take what they're paying,
sure.
and you get yourself in that movie to work
and
with
every
that
every one of those
people.
Women is a better actress than Katherine Heigl
yeah.
is, too.
That's
Seriously,
just sad.
With the Katherine Heigl.
Ralph, how much of this
yes,
is...
Yes, 20-pound crew?
How much of this... Is it like sports where this could be Katherine Her Heigl's agent. Representation more than it is Katherine Heigl? Because a lot of times that's the way it is in sports. Is that the way it is in Hollywood?
Look... Even if she has an agent who's demanding that, they have to run everything past her.
Sure.
So if they say to her, you know what, you're going to be dropped from the movie because we're asking for this number, she certainly could say, well, no, you're not. Get me in the movie, whatever it takes.
Maybe she doesn't want to be in the movie because her part's not big enough.
Great gosh.
Is she a slave woman?
No, not a $3 million. She's
not. Anything to do with that.
Johnny Depp, I appreciate humility. When it comes to our movie stars, it's a commodity that is all too scarce in Hollywood.
If it's real, there's a lot of people who try to fake that. But.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up in this story, because I do appreciate his attempt, but I got to call BS on this comment. He said, first of all, he's deeply, deeply grateful for his career and all the work that he's able to do, which I find good so far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he also says he worries that his luck will run out, and he still believes his next career could be playing guitar in a bar or pumping gas.
What?
Yeah, I'm
no,
with you,
Johnny.
Ralph. Come on.
That's just not going to happen, ever. Yeah. Worst case scenario is you're going to end up as one of the new cops on Law & Order. That's as low as your career could ever go.
Right, right.
But you're not ever going to be pumping gas or playing guitar in a bar.
But even if he never worked again, he has enough money
so much
that he
money.
Wouldn't have to
His
do
kids
anything.
Never have to work either.
I think you say in terms of career opportunities, that might be all that's left to him at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, because...
And that's, and you know that's not going to happen, Johnny. So you and Katherine Heigl get together.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't even think there is such thing as a career pumping gas. I don't even think that job exists.
Really,
You're
who's
right.
pumping gas these days?
Right.
It's all self-serve. Lindsay Lohan is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a little stalker in her.
Does she?
Yeah, the way they found her crying outside her ex-girlfriend's house the other day, and she was screaming at the house, and Samantha wasn't even home. Now, apparently, she's got a new focus of her psychosis, is Asher Roth.
Uh-oh. Oh, that dude loves college.
He does love college. In fact, he was performing at the University of California, Santa Barbara. That's how much he loves college. He performs at them now. And Lindsay apparently made the 3-hour drive to see him perform because she's obsessed with him. And she kept contacting him and his management, begging to come on stage during his song, She Don't Want a Man. Apparently, Asher got so fed up with her begging that he dropped it from his set. So it wouldn't even be an issue. Lilo later twittered about the night, saying, Asher was cocky to all my friends and not that nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You can follow Lindsay's by the Twitter, by the way, at 20 pounds of blow.
Yeah!
That's her
Don't
secret name.
Don't blow this, Lindsay.
That's her crew. And speaking of stalkers, Susan Boyle's got one already.
Nope.
Subo?
I'm going to punch you right in the head.
Oh, wow.
It's not me. That's what the tabloids are calling.
Will someone
Subo.
Please install the murder button on my machine for future reference?
Wow.
It's not murder. It's not me. I'm telling you, that's what the headlines are referring to her as, is Subo.
But we
Doesn't
can
mean
reject
you have
it,
to.
Right?
That's right.
You could look at that and go, dumb, not going to say it.
What's Subo up to?
It's being at the Nuremberg trials. I don't know. All the other Nazis were killing Jews. I just figured it was in the papers.
It was in the papers.
Subo.
Susan Boyle from...
No! No!
Britain's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
She is the one who's the dowdy 47-year-old virgin who works at the church who was singing that song on YouTube that became a smash sensation. Opened her door the other day to find a man who had traveled to Scotland from Peru who had seen her on the internet to tell her congratulations and how much he loved her. Dude came from Peru. That's in South America and some junk.
She's not quite hot enough to drive from, you know, South America.
True, but we don't know what he looked like either.
Yeah, that's right.
She's not hot enough to drive from her own driveway to her front door and knock on the door. Honestly. How do you
stop? Drive from your driveway
I'm
to your
saying,
front door?
It's the shortest distance I can think of. I'm saying she's ugly.
Yeah, I know what that's you're trying to point. Say.
All right. Yeah.
Sometimes I try not to laugh as Kevin begins to speak because I can just smell a moment coming on. I just don't want to ruin it.
Sounded funnier in my head.
I'm sure. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kylie Minogue.
Oh!
Ooh.
Celebrates her 41st birthday today. Actor Justin Kirk from Weeds is 40. Co-host of The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Celebrates her 32nd birthday.
No Bell.
Yeah.
I think she's Bell-worthy.
I think so, too.
She makes me want to kick her in the head, but she's hideous inside, but she's attractive.
Yes. All right.
Can't knock that. Monica Keene from Dawson's Creek and Undeclared. Thank you. She is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will
feel all right. Hey, that's over. It's the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 11 minutes after 6.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. We just wanted to make sure that you were able to fully enjoy that song.
Yeah.
You don't want to cut off any of the valuable time the musicians put into creating it, because that would be defacing their art.
We're not fans of talking all over their music and whatnot.
It's a creative choice on our part.
Right, of course.
We're paying attention.
former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, is going to be joining us later to talk all things NBA and NHL playoffs. By the way, Kevin, you got your Red Wings Penguins Stanley Cup that you were hoping for.
So it should be
very, very exciting. Also, why you can't smile on your driver's license picture. We've got some good news for you. If you're unemployed or underemployed, got a way that we can help you out, and how to sneak into any concert that you want to see for free. All of that coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
First, it's time for the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
This one is another 911 story. Another person called 911 for a fast food restaurant dispute.
Oh, boy.
Boy, there have been a lot of those lately, and a disproportionate number of them seem to involve McDonald's. And I know that's probably just because of the volume of how many people go to McDonald's. But that's what this one's about, too, right?
Right. So they go through the drive-thru. They get their order. They drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's missing an orange juice or a juice box or something. And this dude calls 911 because he needs to take care of it. But actually, you can listen to the newscast. Actually, it sounds like maybe he went back to McDonald's first and they didn't help him. So that's when he called.
Some food and we went home that our order wasn't in there and my little brother is crying for his oranges and stuff.
A call to 911 over a missing juice box and a trip to McDonald's that ends with Rabin Osman appearing before a Washington County judge for misusing emergency services. I spoke with Osman's father, who says it was an innocent mistake that turned into a supersized problem. According to him, it quickly escalated with the McDonald's employee laughing at his son-in-law's poor English.
We came back with the receipt and everything. Hey, can we have our order? We paid for it. And she was like, oh, no, I can't do anything about it. And she was laughing at my brother-in-law because he ordered the food and he couldn't speak English right.
By the way, that's good, by the way. I mean, you should laugh at people.
You
like
encourage that.
Yeah, of course. That's
well, yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. But we had Ask a 911 operator on our show sometime back, and I remember asking, how do you have the patience for the number of calls that you get that have no business coming to 911 because they're in no way, shape, or form an emergency or even, like in this case, a police matter?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. If you get home and you don't have something from your order, Well, you should have checked there.
Right.
And the ultimate thing that you could do is go back and ask for your food back. If it doesn't work, then just don't go there anymore. I don't know that right. I would ever consider calling the police.
Of course not.
That's the most you could, the absolute, you've just described the absolute outer limits right. of what is acceptable in response to that incident. But, I mean, these 911 guys, and, you know, just like this one, they release the tapes afterwards. They're always so patient and so polite, and you just don't know how they don't hang up on the people who, as soon as you hear the word juice box,
right.
you should be able to hang up on.
You're stupid. Juice box is not a police matter. Click.
He says his son dialed 911 so deputies could come help them get their food. Meanwhile, the McDonald's employee also called 911.
Here's my favorite part. So,
what?
So the dude called 911 because he's upset, and then the McDonald's employee called 911 because she was afraid of the dude that called 911. So she gave her side of the story to 911.
So what was her side of the story? Hey, this guy came back for his juice box?
Do you start feeling mad? Threatened by the men.
Because we're supposed to be given the wrong food, and I make the order, and I told them that everything was correct after, and they got mad because they told me to give him more food.
Now, let me ask you this question. Does that woman laugh at somebody for not being able to speak good English?
I was thinking the same thing. No. She's the one complaining? Come on.
There's no way that she did that.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't speak very well herself. There's no possible way that dude's telling the truth.
And I told them that I can give any free food away.
Once deputies arrived, they say Rabin Osman admitted it wasn't an emergency call, but told the responding deputy that he didn't know what other number to use.
You need a help from the police. You have to call the 911. I don't have any other number. Or police officer say it's crime to call the 911. He should tell him, give him the number. This is not emergency. Call this number.
And surprisingly, the family isn't letting this stop them from eating at the restaurant. They've already returned since the arrest.
Yes. The employee made a mistake, not the McDonald's.
Right. Right. So now they go back. All's good.
I thought the end of that sentence was going to be they're not going to arrest without filing a lawsuit.
Me too.
I swear to God, I thought that's where that was headed. Yeah. It is weird that everyone knows 911, and that's good because that's useful in an actual emergency, but most people don't know or don't take the time to find a non-emergency number for the police. I'm surprised they don't also have one of those. It just would make their lives so much easier if you could dial 811 and get a non-emergency police.
Right, and it would be easy for the 911 operators to tell them. That does make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know that if you don't have a juice box, you need to involve even the non-emergency police number.
I agree.
Really, it's a juice box.
It's about a buck, right? Maybe.
And now I'm curious because I thought the guy was just a retard, but the woman says she gave him the juice box and then he came back and was demanding even more food beyond what he had paid for. Now what's up?
Now what's up, indeed.
I'm going to call 911 right now and find out.
Because we're worried about it. Yeah. Kevin and Bean, citizen of the day. Right here.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's citizen of the day.
Thursday morning, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but you can go to kevinandbean.com and link through to the job page, the Kevin and Bean Give You a Hand job page. We came up with this a few months ago because, let's face it, tough times for a lot of people out of work, looking for jobs, and we thought maybe we could find people who listen to this show that have jobs to offer and people who listen that may want to take them. Now, some of them, I got to be honest, are a little sketchy. You're going to have to do the research on looking for business-minded, driven individuals that would like to work part or full-time, make your own schedule. Income based on how much you do. Now, that doesn't give me much to go on. I don't know. What are you killing people? What are you doing?
Hooking?
I don't know. How sketchy is that one, for instance?
Yeah, if there's that little information, you do need to look into it maybe a little.
Just some research.
More in depth.
Yeah.
Here's Wine Shop at Home, America's leading wine tasting company. You will learn how to jumpstart and manage a successful business as an independent wine consultant and enjoy a great lifestyle filled with opportunity and rewards.
Is that like you have parties at your house or something?
I don't know. Again, this is on Kevin and Bean Give You a Hand job page. You can go and get all the information. I don't know whether you have parties at your home where people come and taste wine or you go set them up for somebody else, but it sounds like a terrible job. I got to be honest.
Well, yeah, it does.
Especially if you don't like wine, which you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Or people.
So that's one of them. And it's weird to see some of the stuff that's out there. But I mean, you know, there are people who at this point will take anything, I guess.
Scentsy is my favorite. Scentsy, work from home, independent consultant. Scentsy is the newest thing in candles. They are flameless, wickless, and smokeless.
There's no flame?
I'd like to suggest not a candle.
What the hell do they do?
It's a stick, is all it is.
It's a stick of wax. Isn't the very definition of a candle a flame? It's something that holds a flame?
It's supposed to give you like a romantic light? There's no light?
So what is it? Just an air? It sounds like a plug-in air freshener.
It sure does.
They're safe and have wonderful scents.
I bet they're safe.
Scentsy.
They should be safe. There's no flame.
You certainly have no problem with fire. I'll tell you that.
No smoke.
So we thought we'd do a little research on this one, and Stacy is on the phone. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
What makes what would make Scentsy the a candle?
Well, I guess, yeah, it doesn't have a wick or a flame, but it's lit by a light bulb. So it's a low wattage light bulb.
Oh, I actually have one of those at home. My mom gave it to me.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's, but it has a wonderful scent, it says. It smells good.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have, like, oil or something you can put in it?
There are little bars of paraffin wax that you put in there.
Yeah.
And you could reuse them, and they're actually really good. They have a wide variety of scents.
It actually kind of looks like a candle.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
But it doesn't burn your house
but
down.
But isn't a candle.
And doesn't melt.
Right.
I don't know anything about most of these work-at-home type businesses, but why doesn't something like this just get sold in the stores? Why do they need people to sell them out of their houses?
You know, honestly, with this product, I feel like they should sell it in stores. But I don't know. That's just how they started it. But, you know, I don't feel like it's a scheme just because, you know,
Just because it's not a candle?
Just because it's not a candle. No, just because it really is one of those things like, you know, if you sell it, awesome. If you don't, then, you didn't make money this month, you know? So
And you're making $200 to $300 a month doing it part-time, but you have friends that are making $1,000 a month doing it full-time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously that's, you know, due to the fact that they have people under them, so they're making money off of me, and who knows.
So it's a pyramid scam.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's how most of those work.
Glad to hear that.
You need to be in on the beginning.
Yes.
So, flameless, wickless, smokeless. You're selling light bulbs is what you're selling.
Nope.
Selling very scented light bulbs.
I don't think they're selling light bulbs. They're selling the enclosure for the light bulb.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Right?
Enclosure for the light bulb.
Do you sell the light bulb with it?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it officially a candle then, I'd like to ask?
Well, they don't call it a candle. They call it a Scentsy.
Scentsy is the newest thing in candles.
Newest
is how it
thing
starts
in candles.
Yes.
See, they're very
in the category of candles.
With the way they say that,
I'm saying it's not a candle.
It's candle-like.
Yes,
candle-like,
candle-ish.
All right, candle-ish. Okay, I'll take either of those.
All right. Well, if you want to get more information and maybe apply for a job to sell Scentsys, you can go to me. Kevin and me give you a hand job page through the website. Stacy, thanks for posting that. I hope you get some good response,
right.
And thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, too.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why people aren't getting jobs. We're doing our part.
We are. Look at the high-quality jobs we just highlighted.
Exactly.
Come on, people. Get out there and do your part. You know how certain people try to look the best they can in the driver's license because they pass them around.
I did that once.
Hey, look at me. Look at my picture.
Well,
right?
I didn't do that. But one time we had an appearance somewhere, and I was like, I'm going to go do it today. I got to make up. My hair is done.
Oh, so you did it on purpose because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend who did her makeup and hair. Like,
before?
Knew, right, just because she was getting her DMV picture.
Wow.
I know that my wife, she was supposed to get a new driver's license because we moved to a different state, and she refused. She kept her old driver's license until it expired for years because she liked her picture so much she was afraid that the new picture wasn't going to be possibly as good as the old one. So I'm just going to risk it.
Yeah, they don't give you much of a chance. I mean, you can get everything all set, and then they just flash it before you even look up, and they're horrible.
Well, it's gone further than that. You're also now not allowed to smile. And I don't know how many people can look good without smiling.
Now it looks like you're being booked.
A mugshot.
Like a mugshot, yeah. Here's the news piece.
Gone are the days where you can smile in a picture. They're being replaced with what's called neutral facial expressions. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue like, say, cheese.
The DMV recently banned flashing your pearly whites in pictures like this when it began issuing the new style of licenses, which the Commonwealth says are more secure. But before your smile turns upside down, the DMV says there's good reason for the new rule. A spokeswoman telling us, by capturing neutral expression photos today, the agency will be in a position to implement photo comparison sooner rather than later, which the DMV believes will prevent identity theft and fraud.
When you're smiling, it changes your face, your expressions.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it miserable enough to have to go to the motor vehicle department and get a driver's license photo?
Yeah, but now you don't have to fake the smile.
But now they're beating it out of you. I mean, they're making it sadder than it already is what I'm
saying. There are many states, Arkansas, Nevada, Virginia, Indiana, and we have Dennis Rossabro from the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. He's the director there.
Okay.
Hey, Dennis.
What?
Dennis, I'm going to bet
you talk.
Wow, all we're saying is hello.
Yeah, I know.
waste of my time.
Okay.
Okay. I thought that producer Alex lined you up to be interviewed on this news story, Dennis.
He did. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Why can't people smile?
Because we need to recognize their faces.
Right.
Yeah, right. But you knew the answer. Why are you calling me?
Well, here's my question, though. If they're smiling in person then when they get pulled over, does the officer make them...
Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
No, I'm saying, does the officer make them stop smiling then?
So it's about facial recognition technology.
All
are
right.
you familiar with that, Einstein?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, then you know it doesn't work if you're smiling.
I didn't
Unless
know that,
you're
actually.
Smiling in both pictures, in which case it would work. Right?
Listen, oh, you tremendous idiot. Listen to me. In a mugshot, when you go to prison, are you smiling?
No.
Right, right, right.
Okay, but...
but...
So,
yeah, go
so
ahead,
if
your
a,
turn.
So if a person is smiling, there's no way to match that photo with somebody who's not smiling.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
you got it, genius.
Why don't you get better...
Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
Why don't you get better software, then?
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Why are you so angry, Dennis? It's a legitimate question from the public about a new government policy. Isn't that your job to help us understand it? Aren't you the media relations person?
I made you understand it. You refuse to understand it. You won't let it go into your dense head. What's going on?
Wow.
Well, recognition just... software only works with people who aren't smiling.
You might need a new job.
It does sound like you've been working at the DMV too long,
God,
is what
I'm
it sounds like.
27
to...
years.
Oh,
well,
wonder.
That explains
what
a lot.
If you
okay.
spent 27 years under fluorescent lights all day long during your work day, and then you got a bunch of people coming up to you saying, oh, I need another test. I can't read this because I don't speak English. I need it in Hindi or Tagalog.
Wow.
Screw you.
All right. I think it may. Is there any chance of an early retirement for you? Can you get out of there anytime soon?
Yeah. As soon as my aorta bursts in my chest, that'll be my retirement.
That's going to be very
With
soon.
My blood pressure and my family history, I won't be here much longer. Don't you worry about it.
All right. Can people smile after you die?
Ha ha ha. Oh, aren't you the funny boy? You're going to smile when you got my size 12 up your butt.
There's no danger of you smiling at work accidentally, is there, Dennis?
Hardy, har, har, aren't we the funny radio boys? Right. Are you done wasting my time?
We are, actually,
yes,
yeah.
I think we are.
Screw you!
That dude is yelling at us.
He sure is.
And I'm not
he
sure why.
He should work for the DMV.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:51.
Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow, not only is it Friday, so Ralph will be here with the movie beat, but we got an actual big-time movie star, Justin Long, from that new Drag Me to Hell movie on the program tomorrow, which looks very good. And also the director of Rock, Paper, Scissors, A Geek Tragedy, new documentary. How about that?
Come on. How come I'm the only one clapping?
Because it's a movie about rock, paper, scissors.
That's fascinating.
And then it's going to be you guys talking about a movie about
right.
rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying, right.
I can't wait. All right, 6:51. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
If only they played rock, paper, scissors in space, then we could have the complete break.
The problem is
they could Twitter about it. The problem is Bean and I are so different that he's excited about it for a completely different reason. He loves it, thinks that it sounds great.
Right.
I think it
uh-huh.
sounds like the smallest thing to do a movie about ever, so it has to be great because it's bad.
Yeah.
But Bean's going to just be all geeked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
movie.
It's great because it's good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock, paper,
yeah.
scissors is the perfect game. It's maybe the best sport ever.
It's not a sport, first of all.
I was kind of on your side because documentaries can make things really fascinating, but now I'm not.
Just take back sport. Just take back the word sport.
And ever.
And best.
And best. And best.
Take it all back.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all tomorrow right here on the Kevin Beach Show. Interesting casting news breaking today. John Lithgow, one of my favorite actors, has just joined the cast of season 4 of Dexter.
That's what I'm talking about.
He will play Walter Simmons, an unassuming suburbanite who lives a dual life as one of America's most prolific and deadliest serial killers. The Trinity Killer kills in threes and has been doing it for 30 years and has been able to evade authorities. Until he meets Dexter.
You guys haven't seen Dexter. There are 3 seasons on DVD, and it is fantastic.
Speaking of which, just found out this week, if you're going to be at the San Diego Comic Con this year, down in San Diego in July, I think it's July 23rd through 26th, they are doing a special panel on Dexter where the cast will be taking questions from the audience and talking about the upcoming 4th season, and I will be hosting that event at the Comic Con.
Hey, nerd! Nerd!
Hey!
What?
Comic Con rules, and I'm going to be hosting the night with Dexter.
How?
So if you're going to be there, I think it's Thursday night is the actual event. If you're going to be there Thursday, make sure you get your tickets early for that panel because it's going to be very, very
busy.
How
many people turned them down before they finally got to you on the list of people to host that?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
Yeah. Just asking.
But it's good for me because I get to do something
That's
cool.
Correct,
so if
yes.
you're going to be at Comic-Con this year and you're going to be there Thursday night, make sure you stop by because it's going to be a very cool event.
Is it going to be so weird for you to be at Comic-Con and not have a costume on, Ralph?
Oh, he'll bring it. He's just not going to have it during that hour.
You know, it's a long weekend, Bean. Just because I'm not dressed up Thursday doesn't mean I won't be dressed up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And Adam West is going to be there this year. Can you imagine my glee?
Poor guy.
Remember his DVD, Adam West Naked, we talked about?
Sure.
He is going to premiere that and be selling it there at the Comic-Con this year.
You're so much too excited about
that. He'll
be
meeting the fans and giving out his new DVD, or selling his new DVD, Adam West Naked. Which,
maybe,
by the way,
can
I have been thinking about for years.
It's about time, right?
You can't look at a man in tights for that long and not want to see what's underneath him. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you guys can bunk together. You can share a room down in San Diego if you're both going to be down there for Comic-Con.
Oh, like I haven't explored that option already.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, you need a place to stay?
Just hire an extra security.
Got a room. It's only got one bed.
Michael Lohan!
Here's the thing about Lindsay. You really can't blame her for her behavior when you look at her family.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Her family
how
is.
How do you hold her to a higher standard when you see her, how she's been issued from these loins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Lohan in trouble again with the law. What was arrested for allegedly threatening to kill himself and his fiance, Erin Mueller, when she tried to kick him out of their house.
Her father.
This is Lindsay's father. He's got a new girlfriend, Erin Mueller. They're engaged. She tried to kick him out. He threatened to kill himself and her. I'm guessing not in that order.
I'm guessing that as well.
And the police say he could face up to a year in jail for the crime. And, by the way, he's $12,000 behind in child support payments, too.
$12,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's got some legal issues to work through. I can't understand why Lindsay isn't more well-adjusted.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Woody Harrelson may be the greatest guy on the planet, because he just smokes weed all day.
He does. That happens.
Beats up photographers.
He's a great tipper, too, according to the New York Daily News. He recently tipped a store employee $50 for helping him out. He was buying $100 worth of ice cream from a Baskin-Robbins-type ice cream store. Scooped ice cream. $100 worth.
Okay.
That's the beauty of waiting on a stoner.
Wow.
First
no
of all, you no one has ever sold $100 worth of scooped ice cream before.
That's true.
And then you get tipped $50 on top of it. Because he's so stoned, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Take it. This is for you.
I usually feel like I'm doing a big thing if they give me some change back and I just toss it in the little thing. You know what I mean?
But you're not buying $100 of ice cream at a pop.
You get like $5 of
what level of munchies must he have hit to be getting $100 worth of hand scooped ice cream?
Did he eat it in his car in the parking lot?
He was eating it as they were scooping it. By the time he paid for it, it was gone.
He was
scooping it into his mouth.
Who's my speaking?
It's just so rad. I love it.
Okay. Yeah.
Jessica Simpson's country music career may be over.
Oh.
But I thought they loved everyone.
Apparently, they have
wow
a line of taste that they won't cross.
I think we just crossed the line.
Jessica Simpson, however, is heading back to what made her a household name in the first place, reality television. She's got her own new reality TV show.
All right, I'd watch that.
It's called The Price of Beauty.
She's a car wreck.
And Jessica will travel the world to discover what people find beautiful.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
She'll be traveling around the globe, trying to reveal some of the shocking things women do to make themselves beautiful. Oh, it's going to be a travelogue, and she's going to be talking
to
people.
She's like an investigative reporter?
She is.
That's going to be great.
She's like a PI of makeup.
Well, they better have a team of writers.
Remember how good she was on that reality show with Nick?
Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. Hate you right now.
Boo freaking hit. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong. Whatever I do, there's always something wrong.
Baby, would you stop saying
no.
Nick. God.
She's going to be good. Hosting a show.
Yep.
Right on.
Buck Cherry's in the news.
I'm sorry?
Buck Cherry's in the news.
Okay.
It's just announced that they will be the opening act for Kiss.
During
Kiss's entire North American tour this year. Here's the twist on this new tour. No one knows what cities the tour will be visiting yet, because Kiss is letting its fans vote on their website where the tour will land. The cities that get the most votes on the itinerary will be the shows that they play.
Oh.
We're just getting lazy now. Are they going to make the fans sell the tickets, too?
Yes. You have to make draw your own. Apparently, on the website, the biggest write-in vote regarding the tour is Don't tour. Which I've never even heard of that city. I've never even heard of that city. I don't even know where Don't is, but apparently that's the biggest write-in. But Buck Cherry will be doing the opening act for them. So.
It does seem like they're about on their 10th year of the Farewell Tour, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. And Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler sued no one and lost.
What are you talking about? How do you sue no one and lose?
He was upset that there were anonymous bloggers impersonating him on the internet, making false statements about his family, his personal life, and his career.
Right.
So he filed a lawsuit here in California Superior Court.
But he doesn't know who
it was?
Here's
the problem. Yes, none of the bloggers are identified.
What?
So they didn't show up to court last Friday when the case went to trial, and the judge had to dismiss the lawsuit.
What's going on with him?
Did he think these anonymous people would go, wait a minute, I'm doing it, I better go.
All right, it's me. Everyone who's impersonating Steven Tyler, raise your hand.
Wow.
Oh,
he's losing it.
Yeah. How do you expect, to win that lawsuit, Steven Tyler? Dream on.
Oh! No way! Oh,
did that just happen?
That just happened.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, dude, lame.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're an abomination.
Yes, I am. Today's celebrity birthdays. John Fogerty. Remember John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just barely. Genius. Take it easy.
Classic rock and roll.
One of the great American songwriters of all time. Kevin.
Absolutely.
Even you, even there have to be some CCR songs.
Come on.
Well, he is.
Kevin's a legend.
Come on.
Come on. Are you just going to repeat everything? Is that going to be your debate?
That's, I'm taking my debate Kevin's skills to the debate. Next level.
To that of a 5-year-old. He's 64 years old today. Kylie Minogue turns 41 years old today. She's hot. Justin Kirk, actor from Weeds, turns 40, and The View co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck celebrates her 32nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
First, how to sneak into an event.
Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna give you some advice, and we're going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's face it. A lot of times you really want to go to a show, and you're unable to get tickets.
Or these days, you just can't afford it.
Either way. Yeah. So some people just go, oh, well, bad luck. And then other people actually figure out a way to get in the show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked.
There are a lot of people, and you got to have the right kind of mindset, the right kind of attitude, the right kind of willingness to do whatever it takes, who really will drive down to a venue and park and go, all right, I do not have tickets, but somehow or another, I'm going to figure out a way to get in and see the show. It's that important to me.
Yeah. So we'll take your calls if you've figured out a way to do it, if you've come up with a good way. We were talking to Jesse James yesterday. From, of course, Monster Garage and his new show, Jesse James is a Dead Man, which is on Sunday night. He was giving, I don't remember what we were even talking about, but he gave us some good advice for how to get into shows.
No, but the best way for your listeners to sneak into any concert anyway ever is a Domino's shirt, a Domino's hat, and an empty pizza box.
Nice.
That's smart.
You just walk up to the back door to the t-shirt security dude, like Domino's for the band.
That's pretty good advice. I like that.
I think it's brilliant. That seems like it would work. I never would have thought of that.
I don't know where I would get a Domino's hat and shirt from.
You knock the guy out and you take it.
Oh, so you order a pizza.
Scooby-Doo.
Knock him out, tie him up.
Right. And then you got the box,
Then you have the box, too.
It's
okay.
Perfect.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you can say, look at my little car with the little Domino's thing. I take his car. Okay.
Totally worth
it. That seems like good advice.
It's a good show.
So wait, you're telling me, Lisa, the way you roll is in order to see this concert, you're willing to commit assault, battery, and Grand Theft Auto.
Kidnapping.
Sure.
Okay.
Look, either you want to go or you don't. You're committed or you're not.
Right. All in or all out.
Exactly.
It's funny because logically, I bet a lot of these, I mean, I guess there are venues where a band would order a pizza. If I'm the security guy working that door, I think, well, they, you know, they provide food or they have food backstage. They're not ordering pizzas. But how do you know, right?
Yeah, I don't think you might think that, but I don't think you as a security guard would go, I'm not going to let them in because what if the band did order it? Now the band's right. mad at you. Now sure. the venue's mad. And it does make sense. That person's in a difficult situation and I would just, I'd let them through.
Right.
Yeah, rather than take the risk that he's telling the truth and that you somehow screwed up.
Right.
But the brilliance of Jesse James's plan, though, and I'm glad he pointed this out, is you can't just say, okay, give me the pizza and I'll go take it to the band in order to preserve security backstage, because then you have to pay for it. Nobody wants to pay for the pizza. That's why the guy just goes level after level after level to get to where he needs to go.
So the guy on the outside, the security guard on the outside, would have to give him the money to get the pizza. So
he in order
says
to get
no.
the pizza. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I got you.
And yeah. Jesse was funny. He's like, yeah, I saw lots of times I saw Domino's outfit just stuffed behind a door on the inside of a venue because now you don't need it anymore. Now you're inside. You're done.
A hat, a shirt, and a pizza box sitting behind the door. So if you've tried that and you've gotten into shows or you've tried anything else, we've had a lot of concerts and we've had a lot of bands even tell us that in previous years they would, for example, Verizon Wireless amphitheater, outside amphitheater. We've all seen, you know, that one or ones like it. Jump the fence.
Right.
Just jump
you
the back
go through
fence.
That big field.
Huge field back there. You just yeah. kind of sneak over the fence. And
a
go.
Lot of our bands that play now did that when they were
band
younger. Member,
yeah, band members who yeah. actually are playing on stage now used to sneak in like that. And, of course, they put a security guard out there every once in a while. And you know,
that's how they got into the country, too, though. So let's be fair. I mean, they had experience with hopping that fence anyway.
That's
Kevin,
true.
You have had, before we go to calls at 1-800-520-1067 from anywhere, if you've got a story to add, you've had your share of trying to sneak into stuff, too. Sometimes just for work, right?
It isn't really that hard. It really isn't. If you kind of understand the way security works.
And you have that attitude. Because I saw Kevin do this once at the U.S. Open. I was with him and we snuck into the Arthur Ashe Stadium.
We did.
We didn't have tickets for it.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember
that. You don't remember that?
No.
And
we were
and,
in New York City for the MTV
yep.
Awards. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we took the train out.
Okay.
U.S. Open was going on. We did not have tickets for the main stadium.
Okay.
And you're like, just follow me. And I observed Kevin with that just, you know, I belong here.
That's
the key.
That is the key. You have
and
to.
And I'm behind him going, don't ask me for my tickets.
You have to have the attitude that, of course I belong here. You'd be dumb to ask me what I'm doing. And you also kind of have to time it so that they're working on something else or whatever. I mean, a lot of security guards will look at you and go, hey, wait a minute, but they don't really, they either have to make that leap and say something and track you down,
mm-hmm.
or just let it go and think, well, maybe that guy is not supposed to be here, but he sure looks like he does.
Right.
That's the key.
And they don't really care that much either.
They don't. They make minimum wage. They're working the door. Of course, they don't want to get in trouble, but they're not going to go out of their way to. The thing I had to do the most was at the Academy Awards. That was a difficult one because the security is so tight.
As it should be.
So I tried the tap of a security guard on the shoulder when he's looking the other way and go, I just came from inside. My ticket's in there. Just can you remember my face? I got to go out and make a phone call.
How'd that go?
It didn't work. I came back and the guy's like, oh, you don't have your ticket. I said, you don't remember me? So I started yelling at him. And I figured as a last ditch effort, I would just yell at him and make a scene because
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't want that either. So finally he said, the only way you're going to get into this Academy Awards is if you go talk to the producer of the awards. And I said, where is he? I just figured I'd follow through. Went into the producer, started yelling.
You did?
Yes. And the producer looked at the guy and said, what are we doing here? Let this man in.
Oh, you're kidding!
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he had so much bigger things to do with his time than some a-hole.
Wow.
Trying to get into the show, so he let me in.
That's fantastic.
Balls.
Yeah. Well, I just figured it was, at that point, I had pretty much tried everything, and I was down there, and I'd parked. So,
well,
you know.
Parked.
You might as well
now,
give it a go.
I've also heard stories of people who, if there's a group going in of more than three or four people,
yes.
you just stick close to those people and walk with them as if you're part of their group. And it's very possible that not everybody in that group knows everybody in that group, and you can get away with it that way as well.
Right. That's an easy way to do it, because a lot of times the person in the front will give them five tickets or whatever. They'll hand the security
and
all
this
the
is a bunch.
For the group. Yeah,
right.
And you just walk in.
Right.
That's probably the simplest way to do it.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. Number from wherever you're listening. Let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick. And why don't we start with, let's start with Sasha. She's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Sasha, thanks for holding on. What event did you get into and how?
It was actually just a small backyard show.
Okay.
But
that doesn't seem difficult. Well, actually, it does seem difficult because then everyone would know
surprised.
You.
Yeah. So it was a first date with a guy, and he walks up to the door, and he was in the band. And I forgot to bring my wallet, so he says, oh, I'm with the band, to the girl whose home it was, who was asking for money.
Right.
And they kind of look at me like, oh, and who are you? And he immediately just doesn't even think about it, touches my stomach and goes, oh, she's having my baby, so you have to let her in.
What?
Yeah, and it was the strangest thing. So
the guy said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but this isn't much of a story, Sasha, because you went to an event with a guy in the band, and the band was playing the event?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Then get off my phone.
That's shaky.
Get off my phone.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, if you're in a band, it's super easy to get somebody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, let's fire a phone screener for that one. But let's try Chris on line 6, because this is exactly the type of thing that, yeah, it makes sense when you think about it, but you got to think of it first. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you do?
Hi. Well, it was about 3-4 years ago at Long Beach Grand Prix, and at the back gate, they were letting people in that had hand stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So me and a buddy just kind of took like a Sharpie marker and drew a funny mark on our hand, and then we walked through. We just flashed him that. He didn't really even seem to care, but he let us in.
Did you look at the hand stamp of somebody else to see kind of what it looked like so you could copy it, or no?
Yeah, we kind of like waited there, and we were watching, and we noticed there were little stamps, so we just kind
of... And I've heard a lot of times that people will do this with clubs, is you get a hand stamp at a club and you can figure out a way to, you know, press your hand up against somebody else's and it'll rub off so that you've got a stamp too.
Yeah, that works as well. Yeah. The bottom line is security doesn't really want to stop anyone from, I mean, they don't really want to.
Right.
They might have to, but they don't really want to. So
right.
If you look a little bit legit, that's all you need. So
yeah,
Chris is writing with a permanent marker on his hand and walking through, and it worked fine. All right. Thank you, Chris, for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. How do you get into places you're not supposed to be? Concerts, events, whatever it might be. Somebody else's house, like that girl that just called. 1-800-520-1067.
We're taking Jesse James' advice and helping our listeners sneak into concerts or events that they don't have tickets to. Got an email from Jose, by the way, who says the way to go is to dress however the wait staff dresses. If they're in all black, you're in all black. You blend right in. That's the way to do it.
It's a good idea. Any place where there's a lot of people going in and out a lot of the night, like the wait staff. And, yeah, I mean, those places, they don't check nearly as much as they should probably either. All right, let's go to Kayla, who has some advice. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
What did you do?
Hi, my girlfriend made fake VIP badges for Coachella last year.
Yeah,
they just had the logo of Prince on the front with the band lined up in the back, laminated around a necktie.
Now, did you do any research to see what those actual VIP passes look like? Because I know it drives our promotion staff crazy here. They always try to, you know, keep it so that people don't know what it looks like so they can't copy it.
Yeah, no, not at all. It was actually just the lineup on the back and the print symbol on the front and said Coachella. A lot of us were really nervous because mine didn't even have anything on the back. It was completely white.
No, you're not a very good...
Turn it around.
You're not very good at that.
We walked right through. They didn't even question us. They had like teenagers at the door. They saw our badges. They let us walk right through.
That's funny.
Isn't that something?
Usually at those gates, thank you for the call. Usually at those gates, there's pictures of accept these, do not accept these.
Right.
And they have 15 of them maybe sometimes.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know how they figure out who's using what, but they sure don't. Some places,
and they're different from day to day too.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah.
So you can't look at last night's. Listen to this email from Steve talking about Coachella, and Kevin, you'll appreciate this. I had a personal golf cart that we brought out to Coachella. We drove right in the back gate, past security, straight to the backstage and the main stage. Not only were we in, we didn't have to walk anywhere all day. Golf carts grant all access, baby. Oh, and the same applies if you can get your hand on a production-type radio or walkie-talkie. If you've got a radio on you, you might as well have an all-access credential.
Awesome.
Sure.
I never thought of the golf cart, but that's so true. They don't check anything. They just let golf carts go in and out, especially at a place like Coachella where there is a huge, you know, piece of land.
Yeah.
And, that's great.
That is really smart.
Let's go to Tim, who went the other direction. He's going a little smaller, and he's crawling through a window. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim, how you guys doing?
Hey, Tim, we're good. Where did you climb through a window?
Yeah, at the LA Shrine. Actually, in October, there's a sold-out event. We walked to the front. That was our first option, totally guarded by security.
Right.
Parked next to the parking structure. It was about 8 feet gap from the second-story roof. So we're on the top level, and me and my friends, we decide just to leap across the parking structure, and we're on top of the LA Shrine's roof. And to our knowledge, there's about 20 other kids up wandering around, figuring a way, trying to see what we can do to get in.
Is that right? Wow. A bunch of other people were up there doing the same thing?
Yeah, they're just wandering around trying to debate if they should go through. There's these little tiny, like, slide-out windows that don't open fully, but then they're on the second story, so they're kind of debating if they should try to even go through these windows. So, I mean, I drove all the way to L.A. I'm trying to go into this concert, so I get boosted up by one of these kids to go through the window, and I just squeeze my way through it. Next thing you know, I fall about 10 to 12 feet on my back. Oh. And I'm actually on the second story VIP level, watching all the DJs from the second story level. And I just look around, make sure no security's right there, and just scrambling through the crowd and have
nicely done.
How about
except
that?
For the whole thing where you fell on your back?
Yeah.
Except for you could have ended up with a broken back. Except for
I
that.
I could have done that as well, but you got to try, man.
You got it. Listen, sometimes it's worth it. Thank you for the
Thanks
call.
Thanks for the call. Let's try Jeremy on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I want to hear how this one works out. Hey, Jeremy, welcome. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I was at the Mayweather versus Marquez public press conference last Monday by the L.A. Public Library.
Okay.
And a security guard, I saw his name tag and noticed that he put down a clipboard and he kind of walked away. His name was Lloyd, so I grabbed his clipboard. I went around to the front of the venue that was closed off to the public. And I walked through the door, a security guard stops me, and I just put the clipboard up almost in front of my face. And the guy really doesn't even look at me, and I was wearing a tie because I planned ahead.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I have this Lloyd's clipboard. Got to get it in there. Got to get it in.
Lloyd's clipboard. This is a very important clipboard.
Exactly.
But it worked?
Oh, yeah. Lets me right in. I mean, I got a table. Inside, I got a great view. Got to meet De La Hoya, Mayweather.
Nice.
All of them. So it worked out great.
Just look like you belong. It's kind of what Kevin was saying. If you look official, look like you're supposed to be there, who's going to argue with you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I have the tie, earpiece, everything.
That's important. By the way. Thank you, Jeremy. That's important, by the way. If you're going to the Academy Awards, I mean, you have to dress up. You can't like be out of place.
Right, exactly. All right. Let me add Steve from listening online from Washington, D.C. He brings up a great point that we haven't talked about. Remember, for years and years and years, they went out of their way to make concert tickets almost impossible to counterfeit.
Right.
Well, now most of us are printing out our tickets on our home computer. They've never been any easier to counterfeit with a little bit of Photoshop. You can print out anything you want. He buys the cheapest lawn ticket he can buy, uses that to scan at the door, and then prints out another ticket that has the seat on it that he wants at the venue.
Ah, because the first one gets him in, and then the second one, they don't really check if it's real or not, if it has a seat number. Nice.
You print out your own pit or orchestra ticket or whatever it is you want, and then boom, you're past that person too, because they're not using a scanner. They're just looking at the seat number.
That's a great idea.
Very, very clever. I'm telling you, we got nothing but a bunch of thugs and criminals listening to this program.
We do, and we're glad for all of you. Posed as security, we don't have time for. Posed as security, not we don't have time for. Acted like security guard, we don't have time for, and went as security, we don't have time for. But that
apparently
seems
that's key.
That seems to be working as well.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. This past Saturday night, I'm hanging out at home watching the Fox Reality Channel like I do, Kevin. You know how I roll. I see a show that is not new but was new to me called Sex Decoy Love Stings. And all I could think about Sandra Hope as I watched her and how she runs this little detective agency that entraps good, honest, moral, decent men into doing bad things they'd never do is that bitch! Then I realized we better talk to Sandra. Maybe there's another side of the story that I'm missing. So we welcome Sandra Hope from Sex Decoy Love Stings. Hi, Sandra. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. It's a good introduction for you, huh?
Oh, that was really good. Thank you so much.
Here's the beginning of the show so you can get a feeling for what it is.
My name is Sandra Hope, and I run Matecheck Private Investigations with my boyfriend, Tom. Our clients hire us to bait and snitch cheaters all over town. We use decoys to set them up.
Hi, is Lisa here?
And take them down.
I got you on video!
Sex Decoy, Love Stings.
Yep, that's the show right there.
And I have to, rebuttal against, me setting them up and being a bitch.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, I am just... Well, first of all, I want to tell you that we do women as well. So when you watch all 8 episodes that air every Saturday night...
Right.
Uh-huh. You will see, and then you can call me back.
How many women? And how many men?
Well, you have to watch and then call me back and apologize.
But, Sandra, here's what I'm saying. And I understand that, you know, people hire you because they want to know. Obviously, they don't go to an agency like yours unless they have suspicions that their significant other is cheating. And that's why they hire you. But it's just like on The Biggest Loser. It's one thing to want people to lose weight. It's another thing to want people to lose weight and then put a hot fudge sundae in front of them and lock them in a room with it for an hour. Isn't that what you're doing?
No, you know what I'm doing? Is I am having people do the right thing and give them the choice of doing the right thing before they do something with somebody else that's a real person that they fall in love with, they have sex, they bring home diseases, they get them pregnant, or they leave their family.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it possible that any of these people would not have cheated had someone not been in their face on purpose tempting them to cheat?
No, because someday, somewhere down the line, there's going to be somebody in their face liking them.
Well,
someday.
I think my question would be, how hard do they really push themselves onto someone? Because generally speaking, most guys after a certain age probably don't have that happening to them.
Right.
And so it's like a super hot chick is really all over them. That really isn't a real world situation.
Of course it is.
Not for me, it's not.
You've not been a guy.
not for me.
Eventually, someday, you're going to be somewhere, a gym, work.
No.
You're going to be somewhere, and some girl's going to come up to you, you're going to start talking. And that's even how it happens, just even over the internet. You know,
but
there's people that
Sandra, I can't get a girl to talk to me. And you've got women in mini skirts showing up, asking to use the bathroom, saying they're strippers, and they do everything. I mean, you're really rubbing my face in it.
Well, you know what? You can do the right thing and say no.
Right.
You know, just because something's in your face, I mean, just because there's a gun, you don't sit there and pick it up and shoot somebody, or because, you know, the speed limit's 65, you can't go 95.
Look, I can do the right thing. I can do the right thing and not eat a scoop of ice cream, but you put a hot fudge sundae in front of me, and I'm having a little bit of trouble.
Here's a clip that Bean was talking about, where she says she's a stripper.
I've been a dancer for a while, me and my friends.
By the way, I think this is the one where she just says that she needs to use the restroom, is that right, Sandra?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Wait till you see the next episode.
All right, hold on. Just take it easy. We'll get to the next
one. Dancers.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but I mean, you said you strip?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a stripper. What else do I do? I do it all.
Yeah.
You go to strip clubs?
What?
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Of course.
Well, there you go. There's pretty women in your face.
Right.
For money.
Yeah, right. Now, these girls, the sex decoy, Sandra, are they really your daughters?
Yes, they are, all three of them.
Oh, you must be proud.
I'm very proud.
And how many of your daughters are strippers?
One, the oldest one.
I thought it was two. Did one of them quit?
One of them quit.
Oh, nice.
We're the family business now.
Here's the conversation that was had by your boyfriend. I can't imagine being in his position, how whipped he is by you. But here he is talking to two of your daughters who are strippers.
Seriously, girls, I really want you girls to really focus on the family business and work together. I mean, you can't dance your whole life because at some point they could only dim the lights so low.
That's a good point.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Well, you know why? Because there is, at my daughter's work, Cashmere's work, there's like girls 50 years old and so forth.
Wow.
As a career. But see, you guys go anyways. I don't care if they're 21 or 50.
They don't go to those clubs.
Still walk into the strip club.
Yeah, it turns out it makes a difference. All right, so you have Cashmere, you have Jasmine, and you have Xanadu.
Yes.
Did you name them that, or are those their stripper names?
I named them that.
You named one of your kids Xanadu.
That's why they're strippers.
Yeah.
they didn't have a choice.
It's so funny that you said that because Cashmere uses a different alias stripper. And I said, why don't you use Cashmere? I named you this exotic name and you use some stupid name as stripper.
Wow, you might as well name him Candy and Austin. And
oh, don't even cut down their names.
Stormy.
You know cool. Don't even cut them down. You know they're cool.
Yeah, that's
Sandra,
right.
Sandra, we're talking to Sandra Hope on the line, by the way. Her show is called Sex Decoy Love Stinks. It's very entertaining on the Fox Reality Channel, Saturday nights at 10. How often, and I don't know whether these make the broadcast or not, but how often do you do the sex decoy and the guy says no? The guy
really
turns your way.
You watch all 8 episodes and you have to call me back.
No way! You can answer that question.
No way!
You can answer the question, does it happen where the guy turns you down?
Yes, it happens.
Do you air it?
I probably may.
Do you air it?
I probably may.
Maybe. I'm not Fox Reality Channel. I don't know what they're going to air.
But, okay, how about aside from the TV show, you've had this business for a while before you even put it on television, right?
Yeah, 15 years. And I still do Mate Check Private Investigations. I still run my business.
What percentage of the time when somebody thinks their significant other is cheating, do they turn out to be right?
It's like 95%.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, you don't call the doctor unless you're sick. You don't call me. You don't call a plumber unless you have a leak in your faucet. You don't call, you know. So when times they call me and right. tell me they have problems, they've already done some of their own investigation or, you know, have signs of them turning off their cell phone, coming home late.
You know, I'd like to suggest if they're calling you, that is really they should just move on.
Yeah, I have a friend who you know was a private investigator who said, if you are calling me to check out your husband, he's cheating.
You know enough.
You know already.
You
don't need me.
You can't give up a whole relationship. Some people have family, children, married for years on a suspicion. You have to have proof. You can't do that.
Now, does it not worry you that you're sending your daughters into these places to
Could it be dangerous?
Seduce the guys?
What they don't show, and I actually had my doctor actually told me, you know, that we need to show more how much security. But there are so many people around the house, outside the house. You know, we're talking like there's 15 people security. We're talking that. We do all backgrounds on all our clients. So it's safe.
And they're on camera every second. It's not like they go into a room and you don't know what happens to them for an hour. I mean, you
exactly.
can see every second from the time they walk in the front door.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so much security. I mean, outside that you know they just don't show them. You know, around in the bushes, around the side of the house that she went into. So absolutely, I would never send my children in something that was unsafe. But you have to remember now, my kids, and I don't think some of the public understand this.
Our strippers.
My kids are grown adults.
Oh.
They're 28, 25, you know, the two of them. So they're grown adults. So
okay.
It's a business. You know, they could go get it anywhere. It's a good business. It's hard to get into. I gave them a career, and they're really good at it.
It's a fascinating show, I'll tell you that. Sex Decoy Love Stings is what it's called. Saturday nights at 10 on the Fox Reality Channel. And Sandra was saying they run a bunch of episodes there. Hey, on your taxes every year, do you just write down as your job, murderer of love?
Are you looking at my taxes? That's very personal.
Just writes. She just writes angry.
I was going to tell you because of how you first started out introducing me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You have to call me back on the next episode because on the next episode, you'll get to see Kashmir actually do a strip tease dance.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be watching that. And I won't be thinking about her mother at the time. I'll tell you that.
That's your pimping out your daughter doing a strip tease.
That's what she does for a living. Why not do it on national TV and have a career?
You are
the best.
You're the
best.
Golden. You are the Kevin Bean American citizen of the day.
All right, Sandra.
You guys a little fun, you know?
We're out of time, my dear, but thank you for coming on. I suspect we will talk to you again. We appreciate your time on the Kevin Bean Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Chris Brown is finally talking to us.
Matt Money Smith's in the studio right now, too, by the way. Yes, Chris Brown is talking
to us. I could vouch for Bo Bachman personally.
Chris Brown
rolls in an F-150. North American Truck of the Year.
Going on a decade now, they buy my cars at Galpin.
Chris Brown finally speaking out about what happened with Rihanna, mm-hmm. and he's got a new...
Guilty, Rihanna. Guilty, guilty, guilty!
Actually, Maury's talking about the fact that he's got a new CD coming out, a new single.
Oh, sir.
Guilty!
But he's sort of addressed it towards the end of this little blurb that he posted himself on YouTube. Apparently, he shot this while hanging out with a couple of friends in a bowling alley.
Okay.
That's the backdrop for the video.
Okay.
Here's Chris Brown talking about everyone who's been saying bad things about him, Kevin. And he's defending himself, and then you'll hear his friend chime in at the very end of this clip, okay?
Everybody that's haters, they just been haters. All my real fans, I love y'all. I ain't a monster. Believe that.
So Chris isn't a monster, no matter what anyone thinks.
Believe that.
I'd like to say if he bit her, which has been what it's alleged,
right.
He's a monster.
So punching, okay. Biting is where we draw
no,
the line.
No, punching bad too, but biting is monster-esque.
That's monster territory?
Seems like it.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No, I'm going to believe that Chris ain't a monster.
Believe that. Britney Spears in the news.
Believe that.
She apparently has cleaned up her act significantly to get herself out on tour for her big circus tour. But? Oh, I don't even know if I can do this story.
Yes, you can.
All right, I'm going for it.
Yes, you can.
She recently did an Elle magazine shoot. Now, remember last time we talked about one of her fashion shoots? She had taken off a bunch of couture clothing and strewn it about the room.
Yep. Hadn't she also eaten fried chicken?
And you got fried chicken grease all over the clothes that were lent her for the shoot. And she had her dogs with her, and her dogs made poopy mess all over the clothing.
Yeah.
This story is either worse
or better, depending on
on how you swing.
Don't even tell me.
Apparently, Brittany forgot that while she was shooting, let's say, what time of month it was. How does she do this every month? Every month. A spy from the set at the Elle magazine shoot says they dressed her in all these beautiful couture clothes.
No. Don't say it.
She got
them dirty.
Woman mess all over them. Yeah. It wasn't pretty, she said.
Yeah. Attention, everyone. All menstruating women go home immediately.
Is it weird that I'm kind of turned on right now?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's bad or it's good, depending on how you roll.
That's come on.
Right?
My boy, Matt Money Smith.
Yeah.
Not quite so bad.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm delighted she's not pregnant again. But on the other hand, I don't know. Dial it back.
Well, Bean, thank you for leading me into my next story.
She's pregnant again?
No, she's not.
Oh.
But someone else is.
Who?
According to her own Twitter feed, Tila Tequila.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Is carrying a little mixed drink of her own inside of her. She tweeted yesterday, I'm going to tell y'all something real fast, then delete it, okay? Since nobody is awake. Reason why I've been feeling sick on and off lately is because, yes, I am pregnant.
The world's smallest pregnant woman confined to a wheelchair.
Oh, that's sad.
What?
Wow.
I've got the murder button. I wonder if I can work on an abortion button. You think that's possible? I could press and have a chip go off?
It does seem I'm against government intervention, but...
But someone's got a...
Tila Tequila.
We have to draw the line somewhere, don't we?
Come on.
She added...
Murder.
She added in the post regarding the father of the child, who she declined to name. You should at least step up to the plate, or I'm going to have to put you on blast in the media. And I'm sure that's not what you want, do you? I'm talking about someone very, 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 very effing famous. He is like A-list famous, and you know him on Twitter, too. So she's trying to publicize the unknown anonymous sperm donor that knocked her up.
She doesn't know who the father is, right? We're all thinking that.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Well, she
was just throwing a wide net at this point.
She was dating Ray J earlier this year.
Oh, Ray J.
Yeah!
So people are speculating perhaps he's the dad. But wasn't she just seen with someone else, too? Like Billy Corgan or somebody? Who the hell was she seen with recently?
I don't remember who it was.
It was somebody.
And we were, Roy Lindo.
I'll tell you what.
We were disappointed.
The love baby of Tila Tequila and Billy Corgan. I think you guys are thinking of Chris Pine with Adrina.
No, this was Tila Tequila with someone. Tequila. And I think it was one of our artists, I think. We'll have to work on that and come back with an update in the next hour. But I'm just... that was a rough showbiz.
No kidding.
That was rough getting through.
Man.
On so many levels. I'll tell you.
Might have been the best ever.
You come in here, have a few shooters, you're not the same person. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Fogerty of Creedence, 64 years old today. Money, Creedence, John Fogerty, one of the great American songwriters?
No question.
Thank you, sir.
No question. Kevin.
And
a great great YouTube video with Norm and David Letterman talking about Bob Uecker and John Fogerty in a story, if you want to look that up.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Kevin doesn't believe us. Actually, what he said was, that's what he said, actually. Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrates her 41st birthday today. Actor Justin Kirk from Weeds is 40. The View co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 32. Not two. I don't know if she's two.
Not two. And by the way, it needs to be a tepid one.
Yes.
Yeah.
There
she's
you
so
go.
Hateable, but she's kind of hot.
We need some type of a bell for personality as
did
well.
Did Kevin just say a tepid one?
Yeah,
listen to that vocab builder on the way in again.
Got the word of the day calendar. Monica Keena from Dawson's Creek and Undeclared celebrates her 30th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow at this time, our friend Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. Right now, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, part of the nationally syndicated Petros and Money radio show and best-selling author of the great book of Los Angeles Sports Lists, joins us in studio. Hey, Money, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Is that accurate? Is he a best-selling author?
He is. Let's see. We were... I think I got as high as number 4 on the Amazon.com sports/reference list. I was just behind Susan Carter's Running for Life and just ahead of Nutrition in Sports. So, yeah, I think so.
So let's just go with author.
Yeah.
Let's take out bestseller.
Yes.
Well, if you want a book where you hear from Money the top 6 things he loves about going to the ballpark, then this is the book for you.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I got the top 10 Lakers of all time, and there I might have to amend that list if things continue to go well for the old purple and gold.
You were excited to see your boy Lamar Odom bring it last night, weren't you?
I was. You know,
why does Lamar Odom not play like that more?
Well, I said, and I don't know if this is going to get me in trouble or not, last night I said it as well. I said, you know, as great as Magic Johnson is, as infectious as his smile is, good guy for the community, everybody loves Magic, right? Magic owns 5% of the Lakers, okay? Yet he's an analyst on ESPN and ABC, and he's putting out his opinion where he says, you know, Lamar Odom is not playing, and he's got to step up, and I'm sick of this from Lamar, and he really takes him to task. So why do I know more about Lamar Odom's injury than Magic Johnson? Why do I know that Lamar probably shouldn't even be playing basketball right now with his back injury? It's the size of a freaking grapefruit, this contusion.
Really?
They can't even drain it because the fluid's too thick. I mean, it is a mess of an injury, and this guy played with a torn labrum. He has played injured.
Guys have labia? I didn't even know that.
No. Labrum, actually.
I'm sorry.
Part of the shoulder, Bean. It's funny, when you have muscles and you're not just a fleshy mass, these things can tear and...
How about that?
So Lamar is one of the guys that plays through pain better than any other basketball player I've ever been around. They're typically kind of wussies.
Here's what I like about him, too, is the reporters ask him about his back all the time, and he says, not going to talk about it, not a problem.
If I'm playing, then I shouldn't have that as an excuse. But my point is, if Magic knows, then what the hell are you taking him to task for? Because this is something that's followed Lamar his whole career. Well, you know, he'll go for a week and average 20 and 15, and then the next week he averages 7 points and 2 rebounds.
But that's not troubling to you too?
It is, but in this particular case, I don't think it's necessarily fair because of the injury. But he is, you know, that guy that is super talented that you wonder why he can't do it every night, because he's 6'10 and can handle the ball like a point guard and shoot well and post up like a big man.
Even since his days with the Clippers, he has the most potential that has never really been reached, I think, of all the NBA players. He seems to have endless potential.
He is the ridiculously hot girl that never gives you any, but every now and then she'll like wear an open blouse with no bra so you can get a little peek, and that's why you keep her around.
And maybe she smiles at you every once in a while,
and it's worth it to carry her dead weight around and hear about her boyfriends just for those particular moments.
And one of those moments was last night.
Yeah, it sure was. He was the player of the game. There's no doubt about that.
And Phil loves to call him the X Factor, and he clearly was last night. But as a guy who knows the Lakers inside and out, Money, for folks who don't know, is part of the Laker broadcast team. So he you know, spends a lot of time with his club. There's very little you could complain about last night's performance. I mean, everybody was firing on all cylinders, right? I mean, it was about as complete a team performance as you would ever want in the playoffs.
They evened it all out in the fourth quarter. You know, prior to the fourth quarter, one of the things that kind of has been consistent in this particular series is rebounding. The team that rebounds better is typically going to win the game, and that's kind of played out for the first four games, and they were really getting beat up on the glass, and that led me to be a little concerned about the fourth quarter, but for some reason, something just changed at the end of that third quarter, and I guess that's the frustrating thing, because, you know, defense is just effort. And I think no matter what line of work you're in, you know, you don't necessarily like working with people that don't do the work that is required for the job. And that's all defense is. It's just, you know, just busting out a couple extra energy plays to make a difference on that end of the floor. And they finally started doing that in the fourth quarter, and it paid off.
There are two ways you can tell if a team is not working. One is offensive rebounds by the other team.
Yep.
Which happened a lot in Denver. And another is guys that can go all the way to the basket with layups and no one steps in front of them.
Yeah, most definitely. Offensive rebounds are hustle plays. Fast break points are hustle, or lack of hustle plays a lot of time on the opposing team that's getting scored on in transition. And the Lakers, you know, alleviated those problems that had kind of dogged them a little bit in the first three quarters in that fourth quarter last night. But this is something that we've talked about with this team repeatedly, you know, after Game 3 in Houston. Oh, now they all sorted out. They'll win Game 4 and then come back Game 5. No big deal. Did it in Denver after Game 3, you know, as I'm walking around town. Oh, Nuggets are screwed. Lakers figured it all out in that Game 3, and they'll probably win it in 5, which, of course, I made that prediction here on this show that I thought it'd be 5, and I was thinking the same thing, and then they got crushed on the offensive glass and transition points and played lethargic basketball in Game 4.
I'm really impressed with Denver, though. I haven't spent a lot of time this season watching them. They are a lot of fun to watch and a really good team.
Yeah, they are. They're, well, you know, it's chalk. It's the number two team in the West, and they had the second best record. So they're supposed to be here. They are this good. They didn't lose a home game until the Lakers beat them in game three since, I think, beginning of March. So they play very well in their own building, and that would lead you to believe, I guess, that it's a seven-game series and home court should play out.
So so they're not going to win in six. They're going to come back here and...
I'd be surprised if they won in six. Denver's that good. They have solid veteran play from Chauncey Billups. They have a coach that's been through it before in George Karl, and they have talent. You know, Carmelo Anthony's talented. J.R. Smith off the bench is talented. The Birdman, you know, is the energy guy off the bench.
We're all on the same page that he's a good energy guy off the bench, but the Birdman can suck it, right?
No, I love him.
Oh,
big fan.
He's a tool.
Money. Big fan.
He's a tool.
There's no bigger tool in the NBA.
I'll tell you a great story about the Birdman. So, I don't know. I think it's a great story.
You borrow hair gel from him?
I'm sitting courtside, and we're doing the games, and I'm actually keeping stats for Spiro and Michael, who are calling the game. So I'm right there at half court, you know, where all the action's happening. Birdman's going nuts in game four, and any time on our show with Petros, you know, I will, whenever we say the Birdman, one of us, whoever doesn't say Birdman, just goes, ah!
Of course.
You know, just conditioned to do that.
Right.
So the Birdman is going nuts, right? And he has this huge putback dunk and is running up the floor and he's flapping the wings.
Oh, I want to punch him in the head when he does that.
He runs right in front of me and for some reason I just went, ah! And the guy that keeps stats for the Pepsi Center looks at me and goes, what the hell, man? Sorry, hey, it's the Birdman.
It's the dude that has the hair and the fake faux hawk, and he's got
bad tattoos.
Tattoos of wings on the undersides of his arms.
Huge fan.
He's such a giant zero
if
in person.
If he was on the team that you cheered for, you would think he was the greatest dude ever.
I would not. I would love the energy that he plays with, because he does seem to be inspiring, and he does come off the bench. He does seem to give them that boost. But I would hate him because he's the Birdman and he's a zero. Did you see the interview during halftime of the last game? Did you see it,
man?
Did you see the interview?
I did see it.
She said, "What would you say about the Birdman?" He thought for a minute and then said, "You'd have to ask him."
That's right, man. I would put on that alternate persona.
I would have punched him right in the face at that moment.
You think the Birdman and Chris Anderson can walk in a room together? No, you're interviewing Clark Kent. You're not going to ask a Superman question. What are you going to get back? You have to ask Superman. I don't know what to tell you.
He went to the Michael Phelps School of Personality.
Oh, come on.
This guy.
He's a zero. He's a heroin addict. He's a recovering heroin addict. Allegedly. I don't know. It might have been E or Coke or whatever. But, you know, I mean, this is a guy that took a trip to the Nader and came all the way back.
He's
I think we
worst.
Celebrate him.
Nope. Last night, Money, tell me if I'm reading too much into this. It seemed like for a minute he was trying to meet Jack Nicholson when he was standing right in front of Jack's seat. And Jack just turned and looked the other way and started talking to somebody else. Like Chris Anderson was standing there as if he wanted to meet him. It was just weird.
Jack's great. Jack talks to all the players. He will get in the ear of the coach if they're standing in front of him. Hey, why don't you sit down, jackass? I mean, he'll say things like that. And when you talk to coaches or players, you know, away from the court, they'll say it's hysterical. He tries to engage you
that's
whole time.
Funny.
So chances are he probably said something smart to the Birdman. And
did he
and
go, ah! Did he do that?
Cool to do that.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. Matt Money Smith is here. You ought to buy the book on Amazon or stores everywhere, The Great Book of Los Angeles Sports List. It's very fun. I recommend one for the back of your toilet. That's where mine is, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and come back with more right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend LaQuisha coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, recapping, I think, the season finale of last night's The Cougar on TV.
Oh,
Land,
she's hot.
LaQuisha's hot, yeah. Oh, you mean the Cougar's hot?
Have you ever Google image searched her?
No, LaQuisha. No.
I got a
giant cans.
Oh, we should.
Right now, Matt Money Smith, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, who knows all things about all things, is in the studio. We talked about the Lakers real quick. I know they got their backs against the wall, but any hope for LeBron and the Cavs this year?
I think so. I mean, you know, in the three losses, he's averaging 45 points per game and getting zero help.
Right.
So, think about it. He's getting nothing. They're losing by a basket, and he's averaging 45 with great efficiency. So all he has to do is continue that particular approach, and maybe guys hit one or two extra shots, and they win those games. Remember, 2 years ago, the Cavs were behind
2-0 to the Pistons, who had been to 4 straight Eastern Conference Finals, and LeBron just went badass, took over the series,
but he's been
and won
going,
4 straight.
He's been playing that
he
way.
He has been. Now, look, I'm not saying...
No help. Now they're down 3-1.
If I had to pick who's going to come out of the series, I'd take the Magic, but I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility because LeBron is so good. If you know, Dwight Howard has an off game or one of those other guys in the Magic doesn't play up to the level they have been, because he can pile up so many points and
you
do so much.
You only have to win one at a time.
That's right. And two of their games are at home. So, you know, where they lost one game. They technically lost two, but really lost one game all season. So they're very good at home. They have the best player. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. This has got to be the most entertaining NBA playoffs in years, though, in terms of so many of the matchups
really
being so great and so close.
And every round, you know, you have the Celtics Bulls in that first round. It really has been great.
Unbelievable.
All the way through.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn our attention on our remaining moments just because the Stanley Cup is set now. Kevin, I didn't see. When did the Kings play their first game of the Cup this year? I didn't even notice the schedule.
Not actually playing next year. So much. Yeah, not so much.
At the beginning of the season, if you polled hockey fans, you know, all personal rooting aside, people would say, I want to see Pittsburgh versus Detroit. That's the matchup that everybody has been waiting for, right?
Well, you know, I mean, last year, that was the Stanley Cup final last year, and it provided to be a bit anticlimactic. You know, Detroit really had their way with the uber young and, you know, not necessarily ready for Stanley Cup final Pittsburgh Penguins, but they were there last year. They got that experience. They have real exciting players.
And they're better this year than they were last year.
They are better this year, but I think Detroit is still too much. They're just so good and so deep, and they keep coming at you, and their guys don't get fatigued.
Detroit is just the Soviet national team, isn't it?
Essentially.
Yeah,
essentially. And a couple other guys, you know, but they are they're that good. It's going to be hard, but, you know, I think the sad thing is we might have got the best round of hockey with the Penguins and the Capitals, and really
series.
Everything else after that has just been good. But I rarely compliment the NHL and how they run their operations because Gary Bettman is as dumb as this cup that I'm holding. But they actually did something smart. Originally, there was going to be like an 8-day layoff between the end of the conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals, but they said, screw it, we're going on Saturday. So good for them for recognizing that there is some momentum in this
right.
hockey playoff right now. People are watching it. Let's keep it going before people get disinterested. And it looks like they're going to get it going on Saturday, which is exciting.
Very exciting. Great times right now. All right, Matt Money Smith, check him out in the afternoons or evenings, depending on where you live, for the nationally syndicated radio program with Petros Papadakis, and buy his book, The Great Book of Los Angeles Sports List, available on Amazon or in stores everywhere. It's very, very good. Matt, great to see you, man. Thanks, guys.
In. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:42.
What song were we just playing in the Kevin and Bean Show? I heard the last couple seconds, and I swear it was LL Cool J, I Need Love.
That was,
it was.
Heartless by The Fray.
Oh, yeah. All right, doing some
Kanye West song.
All right, LaQuisha is here. Last night was the season finale, I believe, of The Cougar on the TV Land Network. Oh, there's more, LaQuisha?
One more left.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Last night was a good one because there's 3 boys left in the house. So 3 young 20-something boys are all trying to win the heart of the 40-something cougar. And she decided on last night's episode that in order to take their relationship to the next level, she'd have to spend the night with each of them.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They should call the show The Coug Whore.
Well, you have said since episode 1, it's the most unsanitary reality TV show ever.
She sleeps with all 3 of these guys.
Well, how do you know if you don't?
That's whore.
It is, yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
So first date, she's in Las Vegas with all 3 of them. The first date is with Jimmy. And Jimmy is the fender-headed, muscle-building personal trainer who's an idiot. Mm-hmm. And she takes him out to the racetrack where they race lotuses together. And Jimmy, he is so eloquent. He puts all his feelings so well into words about seeing these cars on a racetrack.
Right when I get out, I see Stacy and 2 Lotus cars. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. He was like, whoa. And she was like, no way. And he was like, way. And she was like, whoa, way. Well, Jimmy really is starting to fall for this girl. Woman, should I say. Or whore, should I say.
Right.
And he thinks he's got it all figured out.
I've never connected the way I've connected with Stacy to anybody in my life before. And potentially, Stacy can be my wife.
Okay. All right.
Take it easy.
Potentially. potentially I could be your wife. Potentially any single woman could be your wife.
Right.
You've known her for 2 weeks, and she only like you because you hump her good.
Yeah.
Don't marry this girl. She's going to be dead in a couple years anyway.
Oh, what are you saying?
She's old. That's what I'm saying.
She's like 40. She's not 80.
But it works well for her because at the end of their date in her suite at the hotel, Jimmy pick her up and lay her down on a pool table and get busy with her.
All right.
Oh.
And so it's a good deal for her.
At my age, it feels pretty damn good to have someone who is 23 throw me down on a pool table. I mean... It's great.
Yeah, it's great till you break a hip. Then, what happened then? Then you got a walker.
Then what do you do?
That's not good. The next day is with Travis, and I've been saying since the beginning of the show, I am pretty convinced that Travis is gay. I have no idea what he's doing on this show. I'm pretty sure he is allegedly gay.
All right.
And I say allegedly because he lives in Redondo Beach and I don't want no lawsuit.
Got it.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's evidence throughout this date in Vegas with Travis that he is gay. Right from the opening hello. She ain't seen him in weeks and she says hello to him and listen to his response.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, unless you're a black woman like me or gay, you don't say, hey.
That's true.
Or maybe Norbit, but that's about it.
He is gay, allegedly.
Sure.
And then they go to take a massage together, a couple's massage. And after that, they get into the steam shower together, butt ass naked.
Okay.
And they're all soaping up in the steam shower. But Travis seemed oddly unaffected.
Showering with Stacey was hot, but honestly, I was a good boy. I didn't look at everything.
Yeah, well, it's easy to be a good boy when your penis curls up inside your body at the sight of a naked woman. No challenge there.
That was not difficult.
And then at the end of their dinner they have, she decides to take their relationship to the next level and invite Travis up to her room and listen to this response.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yes.
You want to go back up to my room?
I would love to.
I would love to.
Why, you have Project Runway on your DVR?
Oh, my goodness.
How could she not see that?
Lastly is Colt. Colt's the musician from Los Angeles that she's on a date with. And she takes him on a helicopter ride, not knowing that Colt is deathly afraid of heights.
Oh, good.
Not a good choice. And they're flying over the desert in Nevada, and they see this picnic set up at the distance, and the helicopter pilot fills them in where they're going.
What is that up there?
Yeah, that's where we're headed. That's south of the bowl of fire.
That is not the first bowl of fire he saw that night, I'm telling you. There's a whole nother bowl of herpes going on that he gets into later. Well, when they're having their picnic on a mountaintop, Colt confesses his fear of heights.
I have no idea you're out of
here. Heights. Heights get me. I was losing a little bit, but then again, you could not put me more at ease.
Well, she could by not taking you up in a helicopter when you're scared of heights.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
That would make things easier. But she makes it up to him at the end of the date because she has to take that relationship to the next level by humping him in a hot tub.
Right in the hot tub. We're naked. She's telling me she's falling for me. We said the best day ever. I think Stacy can probably teach me a thing or two, and I look forward to learning.
Yeah. Usually you have to find those kind of teachers in a junior high school in Florida. An old woman banging a young boy in the back of a VW bus from 1972.
Is this show on the Playboy Channel?
It's not. It's on TV Land Prime.
No, all right.
LaQuisha, how much time elapses between all of these sexual encounters that the cougar has?
I think about a half an hour.
Enough okay. for a shower, at least?
Enough
you think?
For like a whore bath. She just kind of splashed some water under her arm. Give herself a little spritz down there, like Summer's Eve or something. Then at the end, she got to do the kiss off where she says goodbye to somebody. And she's looking at these three young men looking at her, and things get very emotional.
I can't even look you guys straight in the face right now.
Because you've humped all of them.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
It's awkward when you're looking at all three guys you just banged in a week. Well, at least she has the common sense to send home the allegedly gay one. She sends home Travis.
All right.
And Travis seems oddly unaffected.
Really?
By the idea that he's not going to date this old woman anymore. But he does have some lovely parting words.
I never thought I would, like, have, like, feelings for you like this. So that's been a huge surprise.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I feel this way about a woman. Well, the two remaining boys get the good news that they are down to the final two. One of them will end up with the coug whore, and she needs some help deciding. So she breaks this good news to these two 20-something boys.
There are people in my life that are very important to me. Those are my children, and each of you will be meeting them next week.
All right. Yeah. Great.
Are her children older than them?
One of them is younger than her oldest child. Yes. She got four children, and they cannot wait to meet four children of this wrinkled up old broad.
I don't know if the Cougar's taking enough showers, but I sure feel like I need one after hearing this review.
Yeah.
If grand prize is getting the Cougar, what is his second prize? Not getting the Cougar? I think that person really wins in the long run.
All right, LaCruz, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye now.
Well done.
Ralph Garman joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show with our final look at the showbiz beat for this morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, how about going to see the red carpet world premiere of what looks to be one of the best movies of the summer, the hilarious Will Ferrell in Land of the Lost.
Yay! Looks awesome.
Oh, I can't wait to see this movie.
I think we have Will in the studio next week.
You know, I think comedy is hard.
Yes.
As we know in the show, because we rarely achieve it.
That's correct.
But when you do big budget special effects comedy, I think it's even harder.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because two guys in a room talking to each other, you know, they can work on chemistry and timing, excuse me, and come up with a, you know, a funny scene. But when you have to interact with CGI and all that kind of stuff, it's very hard to be funny, I've found. There's very few big budget special effects comedy, except for like Ghostbusters and movies like that that seem to work. But this one seems to be able to pull it off. From everything I've seen.
Can't wait.
It's very encouraging.
Can't wait.
We're going to go to the red carpet world premiere this Saturday in the 30th at Grauman's Chinese Theater, one of the greatest places in the world to see a movie, let alone a world premiere. If you'd like to go, here's a little Ferrell trivia question for you. If you know the answer, call 1-800-520-1067. First two callers to get through with the right answer win a pair of tickets to the red carpet world premiere. Will is a local boy, you know.
We have a winner, believe it or
we
not.
We don't have a winner. I'm sure of that. Oh. Will's a local boy.
Yes.
In fact, he last time he was in or a couple times ago, he was talking about the fact that he once went to a Kevin and Bean event when you guys were first on the air. Remember? He went to like a Coco's or something.
It's a nightclub.
Kokomo's. Yeah.
It wasn't Coco's.
No, you guys were serving pie, I think, at Coco's.
It was a nightclub.
And he showed up to see you guys because he was such a big fan. Such a big fan of your early work.
Yeah.
He caught you guys on the Adams Family Marathon at Thanksgiving,
right.
And he just fell in love.
All right, take it easy.
So, grew up here in Southern California.
Yes.
What high school did he attend? What high school did Will Ferrell attend? We know he went to USC for college, but what? Crenshaw, yeah. He's an OG. 1-800-520-1067 is the correct phone number. I can't get over this Tila Tequila story. It's upsetting me, and I have to do it all over again. Tila has tweeted that she is, sorry, I just threw up a little bit, with a child. She's got a baby brewing inside that dwarfish, hideous exterior. There lies a twisted succubus of a child.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Hatching inside of her like the devil's spawn.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Drag her to hell.
She in the movie? She should be.
She should be. She posted on her Twitter feed, I'm going to tell y'all something real fast, then delete it, okay? Since nobody is awake. Reason why I've been feeling sick on and off lately is because, yes, I am pregnant.
Oh, no!
She will not identify the father because the father is Satan. But she is asking him to step forward and do the right thing by identifying himself. She later wrote on the Twitter, you should at least step up to the plate or I'm going to have to put you on blast in the media. And I'm sure that's not what you want.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she's the
best. No, she didn't. Telling people who he is, she would not name him, but said, I'm talking about someone very, 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 five berries, effing famous. He is like A-list famous, and you know him on Twitter, too.
Wait, why do we need to know who he is?
Because,
if she needs
Lisa,
him to step up, then
look at me, she says out loud every day of her life.
Plus,
pathetic.
he needs to be shamed and possibly prosecuted for having sex with Tila Tequila.
Well, there is that.
Prosecutor should be castrated. He should never allow this to happen again. He should be gelded.
I mean, the blackmail is not, you know, she could blackmail this guy. Not that they're having a kid, but that she can, you know, she can tell the world that he slept with her.
Why is the male got to be black? Why is that, I'm man? Just, why you got to come that way? Because she dated RJ? That
Ray J? No,
that's
not what I'm saying.
BJ?
Along
with you.
RJ. Stevie Ray? Whoever.
So is Ray J the father? Ray what J. do you think? Because he's not really very, 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 very famous.
In her world.
No, but we did document the fact that she was dating Billy Corgan last month in April.
Yeah. But is Billy Corgan a big tweeter? Because she also says you
yeah,
know
you know him from Twitter. Mm. Oh, maybe it's Ashton Kutcher.
You know what I like about her? She says, I'm just going to do this while everybody's asleep.
Yeah, let me erase it.
And then erase it.
This is just for people who are paying attention right now.
That's such a, hey, everyone, send this around moment.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Please look at me.
All right, Ralph, we have a winner of your trivia question,
nope.
if you like.
No, right. you do not.
We don't.
I'm guessing you don't. You want to talk to Ankita?
Hi!
Is your name Ankita?
Hi, how are you?
What's Good. Your name?
Sorry, what was that?
What's your name?
My name is Ankita.
Ankita.
I would have put $100 on a misspelling by
too.
Our phone screen.
I could have sworn it was Anita.
what kind of name is that besides stripper?
It's not a stripper name. It's an Indian name.
Indian.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dot Indian or feather Indian?
Dot Indian.
All right. It's a beautiful name. I think it's lovely.
Thank you.
Which high school did Will Ferrell go to locally here?
University High School in Irvine.
Yes, sir.
Go UHS. That's true. He's an Irvine boy. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you are going to the red carpet world premiere of Land of the Lost this weekend.
Thank you.
It's going to be on Saturday. I'll see you there.
Thank you, Ankita.
University Ankita. High School? Is it home of the scholars? What kind of team would they have?
Go mortarboards.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what the mascot is for a university high, but we'll have to ask Will when he comes in next week.
Sure. We'll get to that question.
Hey, what is these? The mascot for University High. And remember, I've been telling you about this new Kevin Smith film I'm very excited about. Kevin is directing a film, one of the first of these that he hasn't written, called A Couple of Dicks.
Right.
About two cops working together. Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan star in the film. They just added two new cast members, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Adam Brody from The O.C., which is cool because I haven't seen him in a while. He's a talented, funny
He's
guy.
He's good, yeah. Okay.
And Sean William Scott.
Oh, all right. Great.
Apparently, Sean plays a thief in the movie known as the Crap Bandit because yeah. of the souvenirs he leaves behind at his robberies.
Oh, yes, nice. He used to work
I
here.
Am loving this movie already. Now that I know there's a character called the Crap Bandit in it.
Is this movie about this radio station?
It sure seems to be. Couple of dicks. I know who I cast in those roles. If it was about this radio station.
How dare you.
And then the Crap Bandit.
I just pooped.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Do it.
If someone can hear me in the office, could you bring in who's going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight? I just realized I ran in here without the important documents that I need to do my job. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Fogerty. He, of course, of Creedence Clearwater Revival, is 64 years old today. Kevin's a big fan.
Phenomenal, phenomenal artist, Kevin. How do you not like CCR songs? How do you not love...
Dude, lame.
How do you not love Bad Moon Rising and Fortunate Son and Green River and just so many songs that they've done?
Who'll Stop the Rain?
Yeah, Lodi. Come on, man. CCR.
Weak.
Give it up for John Fogerty, Kevin.
Lame.
Blame it on the rain. Awesome.
Purple Rain.
That was Millie Vanilli and Prince.
I think it rain.
Make it rain.
No, guys. Off topic.
Who'll Stop the Rain?
That's one of his.
That was one of his. He had a lot of rain songs.
He did.
Kylie Minogue. No, not celebrity birthdays, sweetie. I have the celebrity birthdays. I'm reading those out loud. What I asked for...
That's Dave.
What I asked for was the lineup for Jimmy Fallon this evening at 12:30 a.m.
Oh, I'll get you
That's
Fallon.
What I needed.
Who's on Fallon?
You really think I needed the celebrity birthdays as I was reading from the list of celebrity birthdays?
Yes.
They don't pay any attention in that room.
They do not.
They really don't.
Oh, California has so disappointed us today.
Yeah, true.
Kylie Minogue is 41 years old today. The View's host, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, celebrates her 32nd birthday. Monica Keena from Dawson's Creek and Undeclared is 30. And Jesse Bradford from Bring It On, he or she is 30 years old today. Just want to celebrate that birthday.
Second place? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, it's time for a Kevin and Bean instant request. We got this one on the Afro line.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I was just thinking, I think we
need to have an instant request with drunk Nicole Alvarez and Kevin Ryder, and let them debate the nuances of modern-day music, because that would be just the most riveting conversation for your K-Rock listeners.
How? First of all, how dare you
suggest that I would drink?
Kevin is always very funny when he drinks. In fact, we're a little bit disappointed on the morning show that Kevin seems to have tapered off his drinking. We have very few incidents with Kevin anymore, and I got to be honest, it hurts us all.
You miss him?
But lately, Nicole is coming on strong to kind of take your position away, and I think the caller is on to a great idea. Let's see what that instant request would sound like, shall we?
Listen up, everyone!
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request!
Instant request.
And as weird as this is, Kevin, let's first say hello to Kevin Ryder, who apparently we have on the phone. Hey, Kevin.
How am I? First of all, am I good? How is also being good?
I do not sound like that.
Am not, first of all, sounding like that.
That is uncannily accurate.
How do you sleep yourself at night?
Right. Now let's say hello to nighttime radio star Nicole Alvarez, who joins us on the other line. Hey, Nicole.
You guys used to be amazing, but now you are not... Okay, when you were before
come
now,
on now,
were you less amazing or more amazing? I am a little drunk right now, and I don't know how that happened.
Right. All right.
But now, I love you no matter what, you guys, before you were now bad.
Now, Nicole is talking about her infamous Weenie Roast interview with Kings of Leon. Kevin Ryder, do you have anything you want to talk to Nicole about Kings of Leon? Maybe might be a good point to start with.
You are someone who I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. They tell me you work on radio somewhere and that I know you, but I do not know you. How do you... Why... How? Who?
Come on now.
Why are you? Why am I talking to you?
I don't. That's not me.
Who am? How am I talking now? With me talking also too as well.
That's the least of your problems right now, Kevin Ryder. Nicole, anything you want to say to Kevin?
I love you no matter what, but you're a sellout. You're sold out. You're selling out now. By doing this lame-ass bit, you're selling out.
I'm not really doing
you
this.
You used to be good, and I loved you before when you were amazing.
Right.
And now you are less than amazing.
Right.
To me, in my eyes, and my ears, and my vagina.
Okay, Kevin, you get the final word on this one.
I am not me. Who am... Why... Okay. I'm
all right.
Minister Limeburgers.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
Our friend Nicole Alvarez is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Oh, wait, I don't know why I said that. I have no idea what she's going to be playing, but I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining, and you should stick around for that. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
I don't get your joke, mister. I don't understand you. You're just not the same person anymore. I'll tell you, Bean, you go out and you have a few shooters. When you come back, you're just not the same guy. That's all I know.
I thought I had a list, but I spoke too soon.
Oh, I see.
Bean is the king of starting a conversation and then not having the information.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I do get ahead of myself.
And hitting the brakes mid-sentence right. Throws us all for a loop. We all go flying through the windshield.
Yep.
He hits the brakes. He's wearing a belt. The rest of us, it's all unexpected, and now look at us. We're getting the face transplants.
How about checking ahead of time and then not bringing it up if you don't know?
Yeah, I think that thought. Is excellent advice because okay. It is uncomfortable for everyone.
All right.
You know Jessica Shore from Gossip Girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right.
She is.
She is joining the cast of a brand new motion picture. It has been announced, the cast yesterday, for Piranha 3D. That's right. The horror movie Piranha 3D.
Wow.
Yep.
Those are those little fish with the sharp teeth? Is that what Piranha
Little fish. Mm-hmm. Little right? fish.
Aren't
you,
they?
Tear you up.
They would eat the out of you.
Right, but sharp teeth, but they're
yeah.
pretty small, right? But
they're ravenous.
They are,
can strip a cow's carcass in less than a minute.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And
yes.
They're gangsters. They roll in a pack of 1,000. They never cruise alone.
No, yeah, they go in schools. And if a school of piranha hit you, they can strip you to the bone in a matter of seconds.
Wow. All right.
Now how do you like me?
Now it sounds a little scary.
Now Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
Who's going now?
I'm in.
She had joined the cast. Elizabeth Shue is also in the cast. Ving Rhames, Dina Meyer, and Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Wow.
Richard Dreyfuss doing Piranha 3D. I knew after Poseidon his career was pretty much over, quite frankly. New casting news as well. Al Pacino has been tapped to play Dr. Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Death. HBO is doing a new movie produced by Barry Levinson, who gave us so many great films like Diner and what's that? Oh, definitely.
Rain Man,
that one. Kevorkian, of course, was jailed after a Michigan court convicted him of second-degree murder when he helped one of his patients kill themselves. He served 8 years, then was released in 2007 on good behavior, and he's been doing public appearances ever since. The story will cover Jack's career, including the building of his famous Mercy Machine. So, Pacino, playing Dr. Death. I like it.
He's still in jail, too, now, I think.
He came out and then he went back.
And you know what's funny? Because, I mean, you know, like so many other things, it was groundbreaking at the time, and it was a huge national debate. But there are lots of states now that have those assisted suicide laws, and, you know, people aren't going out of their way to go to those states and die. I mean, it really hasn't affected most anybody.
And because Jack stepped up and was the man for us.
Right, right.
He had to pay the price, as so many pioneers do. God bless you, Jack.
It's like when Psycho Mike tried to be one of the first guys to get married in California. Everybody was hating on him, but now, you know, people are starting to accept it.
Adam and Steve, my ass.
Look at me.
That's right.
Tila Tequila's on the hunt for a soulmate. Yeah. She really is ready to settle down now. She is ready to settle down.
Well,
is
she looking for another show?
She wants to get married and settle down.
And where is she looking for this?
She's looking not on television because MTV has cut her loose.
Okay, good.
So she's just roaming the streets.
Okay.
Looking for her knight in shining armor. Tila said she met her dream guy but lost him 10 years ago and hasn't seen him since.
Well, he made the
right
call.
She's convinced that they're made for each other and that he still loves her after all these years. She just can't get in touch with him.
He couldn't wait to get away from her.
Let me tell you a little something about this guy. 10 years ago, what happened, Tila? Let me clue you in. Here's a short list of things that happened. Name change. Used acid. Dipped his fingers in acid to eat away his fingerprints.
Yep.
Reconstructive facial surgery. And became a woman. He did everything he possibly could so that you would never find him.
And moved to Sweden.
That's right.
So leave him alone.
Leave him be.
Yeah, he loves you. He's dying to get back in touch with you after 10 years.
Yeah, that's why for 10 years he never picked up the phone, because he just can't stop thinking about you.
Well, how would he find her? She's only all over the internet and television. He didn't know a way to get in touch with her.
If you really want to find her, he could smell her from wherever he is in the country.
Oh, wow. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Would you even say?
I'm saying if you really wanted to find her, that would be a way.
It's accurate, but I don't think you could say that.
Where's Tila? Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Maine. That's what you could just...
Anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country.
Wow.
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
Okay. Will Ferrell, my buddy, has got a new line of sunscreens that he's rolling out.
Sure he does.
Well, look, he's pasty white. He must know something about keeping the sun off your skin.
Sure.
Actually, this is all for charity. There's a charity called Cancer for College, which raises money to give scholarships to cancer patients. And so he has slapped his name on a trio of sunscreens that go under the following names: Sexy Hot Tan, Forbidden Fruit, and Sunstroke. You can tell they're Will's because there are photos on each of the bottles of Will in various states of undress.
Yeah.
What if it's like those pens you have, if you turn it upside down, you know, the bathing suit strips away?
I certainly hope not.
You can see Will's big ball fro. You know he's sporting a major fro down there, you know?
Sure.
He just strikes me as a fro.
Like the afro he wore in Semi-Pro.
Exactly.
That's what it looks like in his shirt.
Kind of, that kind of thing.
It was Step Brothers, wasn't it, when he was putting his junk all over the drums?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. The bottle says it all, Will says. I've always dreamed of owning a lotion company. So now he has. I think we're going to have Will in next week for Land of the Lost.
Hopefully.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Andre 3000. Speaking of Will Ferrell, they worked together in Semi-Pro. He is 34 years old. Paul Bettany, very talented actor from A Beautiful Mind and other motion pictures. I believe he is married to the lovely and talented Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Wow. Indeed.
38 years old. Sean Kinney, drummer for Alice in Chains, is 43.
My next door neighbor.
Really?
I should go over and say hi. Shake him a muffin.
Yeah, wish him a happy birthday.
Take him a cupcake with a candle in it.
There you go.
Todd Bridges. What are the odds Bean would ever, ever in a million years do that for a neighbor?
Zero.
What are the odds? Ever.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, many times. We talk over the fence from time to time, but we don't exactly like hang out at each other's house.
But it's his birthday. Would you stop by his house and just knock on the door and say, hey, found out it was your birthday. You just wanted to wish happy birthday. Here's a little something.
Nope.
Here's a car. Here's a cake. Here's a cookie.
Bean will see him in the driveway or somewhere.
Right.
Sean, I heard it's your birthday. Yeah, it is. Okay.
That's what it'd be?
That would be it.
Look at me. You'd be like the Birdman. That's what he'd say. Todd Bridges is 44 years old today. Lou Gossett Jr., Oscar-winning actor, is 73. Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees is 52. And our buddy Adam Carolla celebrates his 45th birthday today. We wish him the best. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.